fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Mr. Soul! So what do you say, let's all get together and welcome him to the stand with a great big hand!
Everybody, good evening. We're here, we've started, we are now. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Madhouse Radio returning to the air live as always on a Thursday night. It is iCarlito, the Geronimo. What's up everybody? The King of Prank Calls. The host of Thursday Nights, the President of Peace, the Master of Disguise, and the fattest fingers on the internet here, everybody. Madhouse Radio, Carlito in the house. It is now 10:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're ready to make show. Prepare to make show with us, everybody here. Milkman will be here shortly. He had to run to Best Buy to buy himself a new microphone because he sat on his other one and he broke it with his big fat ass. But I do have the Tuck and I have the Brandon Vegas here as well, as always. What's up, Tuck and Brandon Vegas?
Yes. Hello. One love. Happiness.
Happy meet.
Love. Feel.
Yes. Happy meet for everybody here tonight.
You know.
Yeah. All right, well, welcome everybody. As I said, we're going to be doing some stuff here. I don't see any lonesome loser. That's not good. That's not a good sign. That's not a good start to the show. No lonesome loser means no.
Not at all.
He'll be here. Don't worry, guys.
Turn it off now.
He's always here. He always shows up. Anyway. If you want to reach us here tonight, you can. The toll free line.
What if he doesn't?
I don't know. Just take it easy. Just relax, buddy. We'll figure it out, man. Together. Together, we're gonna. There's no panic, Tuck.
I'm sweating. Oh no.
Jesus. Tuck's over there pushing one out. Wow. Man, oh man. You ever have to take a shit so bad you just start sweating? You know what I mean? It's so bad you're turning green and you got this cold sweat. That is a bad feeling, you know? When you're in a position where you can't just go take a shit and when you're running...
It sounds like bad health.
Yeah, well, whatever it is. It's just, you know, that cold sweat you get when you had to take a really bad shit. Scary stuff. Scary stuff, everybody. Don't worry. Well, we have the Lonesome Loser... we have the Lonesome Loser-a-tron 2000 here, which is a bank of Lonesome Loser numbers from forever. So don't panic. There will be pranks to be made tonight, and of course you can send your submissions to us. Matter of fact, I've got a lot of prank call requests here that have come in the last 5 or 6 days that we can do. We've got some left over from last week. Here I have on the sticky notepad thing
well,
here.
Well, there's a bit back up.
Yeah, and we got a lot of people listening, so let's just stop complaining like a bunch of girls and start doing the show. Who are we, KDK? Jesus. God.
Yeah.
No, dude, just itty bitty. I have no salad.
Uh-huh.
No girl.
Yeah, I'm Katie K. I got the vapors. I can't do a show tonight. I'm drunk. I'm going to pass out. Jesus, God. It's like, you shouldn't laugh. He's your boss. You're doing work for him. He'll fire you.
It's all funny. It's all funny. I laugh at everybody. I laugh at you. I laugh at everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We're all supposed to laugh at each other.
I'm sure you laugh when KDK
when
makes.
We stop laughing. We get sad, and it's sad. When it's sad, it's bad.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you laugh when KDK makes racist jokes about me because he's a racist. You know, if you guys didn't know, KDK is a racist. He's a racist man. He's a very racist man. We've got a lot of numbers, dude. I got tons of numbers. Endless numbers here, so there's no reason for us not to have a good time. Yeah. Someone is calling in already without authorization. Phone lines are not open yet. Had the phone lines been open, I would have given out. I would have given out the toll-free line. But guess what? I didn't give it out. So whoever you are in the 571 area code, you just take it easy.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
All right. So, if you want to reach me here tonight, you can reach me on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. Madhouse Radio is the username on AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger. There we go. AOL and Yahoo Instant Messenger is Madhouse Radio. If you're using MSN Messenger, Madhouse, what is it? MadhouseLive@Hotmail.com. That's it. I knew it. MadhouseLive@Hotmail.com if you're using MSN Messenger. And, of course, the toll-free line is not open now. Don't call it. Please don't make me log in and have to turn it off. Man, it's just a lot of fucking work, guys. Just relax. If you want to reach us here tonight, the toll-free line will be open later. It's in the Syndicate Radio chat room right now. It's scrolling across the screen. It's at the website at MadhouseLive.com. The toll-free line is 1-888-278-8509. And that will be open later in the show. Whatever. Any announcements? Tuck, I know you have a show yourself that you do. Anything going on with that? Would you like to go ahead and drop a plug now? Is your time for your first plug?
Just plugging it up. Somewhere around the 5 o'clock time period of a Sunday afternoon, early evening-ish time.
So prank call
that. Would be a good time to turn into prank call then for radio. Prank call. See how I stream and see if I'm on playing records or prank calls or something.
Yeah, Tuck. You know, Tuck's a friend of ours. He's been around for a long time with us. Helped me and Milkman out with a lot of stuff with the site, stuff like that, and a lot of audio stuff. So we always recommend if you're around on a Sunday around in the afternoon or late evening and. Tuck always does a show on Sundays, late afternoon, early evening.
You want to do good? You don't want to see your football game lose no more? Come on in, PCI.
The football season's almost over. If your team didn't make it to the playoffs, has been eliminated, and you're upset, why not listen to some prank calls on Sunday and enjoy your slow transition into the lack of football? It's still cool to watch football.
Cry with all of us.
Yeah, that's right. I understand, Milkman, we're getting breaking news here, breaking news. Tuck, if you can please stop the music for me real quickly, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
All right,
thank you, Tuck. Breaking news here. Milkman is going to be joining us here in a few minutes. He just got home, and he's currently setting up his connection with his new microphone. I'm sure he's having a hell of a time getting it out of the package. So for those Milkman fans out there, ladies, get ready. He will be here soon. Zolar, host of Zolar Party Nation, will be on tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 7 p.m. Pacific. Exclusively on Syndicate Radio, syndicateradio.tv, where you're listening to us tonight. What's up, everybody over at Syndicate Radio, all my peoples. Good to see Earth. I'll tell you what, I had a great time tonight watching Earth Dog was in the Syndicate Radio stick cam room. He was playing old commercials and TV show intros from the 80s and such. Even some 90s there, but we're just talking some old shows.
Nice.
It was nice. It was kind of nostalgic. I forgot about that show, Small Wonder. Small Wonder was a funny show with that girl who was a robot. I remember that.
Robot girl?
Yeah, I remember
those. Really
was,
bad sitcom. Yeah.
There was whatchamacallit. Oh, Jesus. There was an episode where the brother.
The candy bar?
No. Where the brother told her to forget it. And then she wiped out her whole memory. She just stood there like a retard. And I said, oh, yeah, don't tell her forget it because she's a robot and she's stupid. So she'll go, she'll erase her memory. It's because I was like, fuck that. Fucking robot. Anyway. I remember she used to cry and water just stream out of her eyes like it was a faucet. I didn't know robots could cry. Robots don't feel emotions. There's anything we learned from Star Trek The Next Generation. It's that robots don't cry unless they get a special chip. Excuse me for a moment.
They have to put that chip in. They have to put that chip inside.
Hey, Tuck, say something entertaining for the next 2 minutes, please, while I handle a situation with a kid. Thank you.
handle the situation with the quote-unquote kit, alright, and we can guess what that means. And like I said, to remind everybody, coming up Sundays, Revolutuck with myself playing whatever I feel like playing, starting around 5 o'clock Eastern time. Sunday afternoon. You can also check out Ted Webb, maybe doing the show later on tonight after Madhouse.
Tuck, you do a comic book,
Madhouse,
don't you?
Madhouse, of course, every Thursday night.
Tuck, don't you draw? Is there a comic book?
Yes.
What's it called? Starla something or something? Starla Jones.
Starla Dust. Yes.
Starla Dust. So you're a comic
book. Starla Jones is a fat girl who got skinny.
Oh, she got mad, but she's, like, empty. Like, I don't know. She's, like, I don't know how to explain it. You know what I'm saying? Like, just hangs. Everything just hangs off of her. Anyway, I was talking about
Zola. Her body matched her head, yes.
Anyway, I was saying what I was talking about before, 5 minutes ago, you know, I forgot stuff. Zolar Party Nation, 10 p.m. tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time. He sent in a number here for, Look, man, you okay there, buddy? Milkman, you're fucking echoing, man. That sounds so gay on the radio. Anyway, there's a person here selling all baby stuff. All for the price of $350. He's got a white sleigh crib with bumpers and a comforter set. I don't know babies need a comforter set. Why are babies getting comforters? Why? Does a baby know the difference between a comforter and a cardboard box on top of the mattress? What's the big fucking deal? A peg prego Venezia stroller, a Graco car seat, I've seen that brand before. Graco. See, I don't have any kids, but I did date a girl who had a 2-year-old, so I used to see these brands. Graco car seat. Why Graco? See, we're gonna call this number. It's the 718 area code. I'm not sure what that is. Milkman, check yourself. You got a bad echo. I think you're stereo mixes on, bro. We'll get that fixed, Milkman. We want you on urgently. Send me a message once it's fixed.
Praying in Tarzanese.
Yeah, good. Good statement. Anyway, we're from Hawaii. Zolar is also sending there's a guy moving. He's got fans, vacuums, Christmas lights, umbrella stand, boogie boards, furniture, cleaning supplies, dishes, bread makers, juicers, blow-up mattresses, and a pump. Nothing over $50. Or much cheaper than that. All right, and that's in Hawaii. That's in Maui. Just below the Pauwela cannery. Ooh, man, I wonder what they can over there. I bet you they can some pineapple. I'd go for some pineapple right now. I don't like canned pineapple. I like fresh pineapple. Yeah. You guys know people who like to, you know there's people out there who like to put salt on their pineapple? You ever seen a person who does that? I think that's a black people thing. Black people like to put salt on their pineapple, from what I understand. Think about that, Tuck. There's something to say about that. Black people like to add hot sauce to popcorn.
Pineapple. Black.
You know, black people like, they like hot sauce on their popcorn.
Their taste palates have come in all kinds of strange combinations.
Yeah. Well, I understood once at an old job I had, they were talking, you know, it was a group of African Americans. They're nice people. And they agreed that they all like to put, they all like on their vanilla ice cream, they like to put potato chips in it. I'm like, really? It's like, yeah, original lace potato chip and vanilla ice cream. And like all the black was like, yeah, I like that too. And I was like, what?
That must be euphoric to them, man.
Whatever it is.
You know, that just be.
Milkman, do you like to put anything in your ice cream that's salty other than peanuts? I like peanuts on a nice sundae. I used to love, I'd go to McDonald's and I get a vanilla, you know, sundae. You know, they got them already packaged with the chocolate on top. And I get mad if they forget to give me my peanuts. Even though they were salty, I like to put those nuts on my sundae and eat it with my plastic spoon. Salt on an orange, says Sidekick Chuck. That's an Asian thing. Those Asians and their salt. They like to put orange in everything. Asians love oranges, man. They put in everything. They put in their rice. They put in their beef. Everything, man. They put on their popcorn, too.
They covered up the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, that was racist.
That was racist. Wow, man. And a racist statement already. Gold star for Tuck.
Wow. What? Yeah. That was... Jeez.
Jeez.
Oh,
Gold Star for Tuck, man. Gold Star for Tuck. Purple Pasta saying what's up on the Madhouse Radio website. What's up, Purple Pasta? How you doing? Jeepers is asking for Charlie Patton, Dolphus Cotton. Can we try one of these with Dr. Nargis? Wow, we haven't talked to Adolphus in a while. We talked to Adolphus himself months ago. We tried to call the wife 2 weeks ago, and she wouldn't let us get by. She cock-blocked us. I'll give it a try if you want. I'm a sucker. Adolphus Cotton. And I can't find it. Maybe I don't have his number on here, man. You might be out of luck. Here we go. Adolphus and Barbara Cotton in North
That's
Carolina.
That's the big black gun guy, right?
The big black gun. Wait. Another gold star. Wow, Tuck. Milkman, it's too bad your microphone's broken, because Tuck's going to win tonight with gold stars, sucker. You got to get on it. Get on it and grind it, man. Grind it.
Sucker!
Yeah, whatever. All right, we'll be right back with the first prank call of the night. I doubt this will work, but we're going to try to call the Cotton residents again.
Anything at all. This number doesn't even ring anymore, dude. That's how fucked up it is.
Fuck the Cottons, man. Fuck them right up their asses. Notice I didn't say black asses, because I'm not racist like KDK. He's a racist. He hates black people. I got him on tape saying he hates black people, everybody. We'll be playing that later tonight. Audio of KDK saying that he hates black people. It was recorded on a voicemail. He thought he hung up the phone, and he made very racist comments. He's a very racist person, KDK is.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
And I call attention to that. Very racist person, KDK is. He hates black people, everybody. Write that down. You heard it from me. I guarantee it. Anyway, so now what do we do? Do we have numbers? Anybody here? Yes, Zolar's numbers. That's correct. We got a Jamaican guy here. Jamaican wooden three-shelf bookcase for $20. Interesting. What else has he got here? Oak bar 3 foot with cabinet, 2 shelves instead of shelves, and wine liquor bottle holes. Interesting. $50, that's not bad. I'd buy a bar. I could use a bar here in the corner of the studio. That'd be nice. Got a computer desk. Why are computer desks always so expensive? This fucker wants $160 for a computer desk. It's got a hanging file drawer and adjustable shelves on rollers. Bullshit, man. Kitchen chairs, $10 each. All right. Good. Okay, we're going to call a Jamaican who's selling stuff. And he is in the 340 area code. I have no freaking idea where that is. But I want all of you to behave yourselves and listen to this next prank. Well, hopefully the first prank call. Here we go. We're going to buy some kitchen chairs. Yeah. One moment.
Everybody know that Milkman said he doesn't want to do the show because he doesn't like everybody anymore. He doesn't like us at all anymore. So, you believe that? Talk, Brandon. I'm not kidding you. He said he doesn't want to do the show anymore. He doesn't like anybody anymore. So let's all.
Oh, you're just making that
up. No one picks up. Hello. Hi, this is Ralph Littlejohn. I was calling about your kitchen chairs and the computer desk. I was interested in possibly purchasing the majority of your items. I don't want to haggle. I don't want to stress you out. I don't mind giving you an extra $10 for some of the items. I'm in need of as many kitchen chairs as possible. I have a Bellorio that's going to be starting soon. So, yeah, if you want to give me a call back, I'd appreciate it. Call me at 888-278-8509. Ask for extension 12. And that's Ralph Littlejohn. They'll put you right through to me. I'm here for the rest of the night. I'll be here tomorrow at 10 a.m. I'm very interested in buying all your kitchen chairs. Please call me back. Thank you. Good night.
This show's going to fucking suck tonight. I can already tell. We have a number for a Red Lobster. Yeah. We have a number for a Red Lobster, everybody. Shimmy, shimmy, yaw, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yay. Anybody want to throw a word or a phrase at me so we can call? You know, I can look in here in the bank. Tuck, Brandon, any suggestions here, you guys?
Low quality.
Low
quality.
low quality. Let's see here. I got the Quality Hotel in England. Yeah, let's call that the Quality Hotel in England, everybody.
Well, why'd Milkman turn off his microphone? Why? Because he doesn't like me anymore. He told me privately that he doesn't want to be associated with me. And he sold out to the arm. He sold out the mouth, everybody.
Spreading lies.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the Quality Hotel?
The hotel is right on seafront.
The travel is on the B front?
T front, yeah.
The B front?
C front.
The B front. I got you. Awesome. When can you guys put me down for two spaces? Hello?
Adam?
I want to get put down for two spaces. Sir, are you an American?
Not.
Not. Excellent. Great. You got a pen and paper?
Yes.
Are you ready to write this down?
What do I have to write?
I'm going to give you the code for my spaces. Can you please write it down?
Okay.
All right. M-I-K... E, M I K E.
Yeah.
Okay. The last M is O X. S M A L L.
O X S M L.
No, Jesus God. O X S M A L L.
A L M.
L L.
M A. L? Last one is?
That's my last name. Two L's at the end.
Alright.
Alright, can you read that back to me, please?
Mike Oxmal.
I'm sorry, what was it again?
Can you spell it again, please?
O-X-S M-A
O-X-S-M-A-L.
Two L's at the end, sir. Please, don't forget the two L's.
Okay.
Okay. Can you please read the name back to me?
Mike Oxmal.
I'm sorry, what now?
M-A...
No. Read it out to me, please, sir. I don't have time for that.
Can I spell it for you?
I don't want spell, I want said. Speak it. Sound it out. Mike. You know how to do
Mike.
That? Uh-huh.
Oaks.
My cock. Your cock small? That's fine. If it is, it's okay. Just tell me. Is it small?
O-X-S-M-A-L-L.
Okay, we're done with that. So it's small, right? Is it...
Okay.
Is it small over there?
Pardon?
Is it small over there? Is it big or small over there? Your spaces, are they, you have small spaces or big spaces?
What do you mean?
How big are the spaces? Are they small or are they big, man? You're kind of dense, aren't you? Is there someone there from England that I can talk to?
What kind of space do you mean?
Because I can call anywhere here in the United States and get some dumb asshole who can't speak English. I was trying to get someone who spoke, you know, the gay, you know, British English shit, you know? And instead I got stuck with another foreigner. Is there anybody over there who speaks British English, you know?
No.
Nobody?
Nobody.
You have any guests or something that might talk to me? Because I, you know, really, I was looking for something else here, and then I pick up the phone, and it's like I called the 7-Eleven down the street. What the fuck? You know, quit spitting the fucking around. What is it? What is it with you guys everywhere now? With every counter, you got to be answering the phone on every counter, you fuckers, now. What's the big fucking deal?
It was dumb, and...
Listen,
it was
fine when you ran the gas stations and I didn't say anything. It was fine when you started selling chicken wings all the time. I didn't say anything. Now you guys are getting into donuts and you're getting into this. And you get, you know, whatever happened to the nice, fat, donut, American, white person who made the donuts in the morning? Now you call, yeah, hello, Dunkin' Donuts. You know, come on, man. Donuts are an American thing. Now the hotels. All these people, I used to be able to call, get a nice white person answering the phone. Are you even there?
Yeah, continue, I'm listening.
What are you, writing notes? All of a sudden, yeah. All of a sudden, you're the perfect scribe. How you're getting all this down? I bet, huh? Read it back to me. Read me back the minutes. Come on, what did I say? Summarize it for me, since you're so fucking smart.
You're right.
You're a stupid asshole. Alright, he's gone. Alright, that was fun.
Yeah. Gangrene agrees. Yes, they fucked up Dunkin' Donuts. That's right, man. Oh, man. Feeling good tonight. Milkman! The Milkman! Milkman, you're just in time to give out the toll-free line.
I'm still on mute.
Sounds to me like you're not on mute because you just said I'm still on mute.
I am a mute.
You're a mute? Well, that's your... You know what? That's your own problem, buddy. If you don't want to play, don't play. That's fine.
I'm a mutant!
Yeah, whatever. Okay, Milkman, seriously. Milkman, either give out the toll-free line or we're going to move on, or I don't have all night.
Can you hear me right now?
I can hear you just fine, Milkman. This is why I'm asking you to give out the toll-free line.
What the hell is going on, dude? Because I was going over here raising hell in all these other rooms, and they heard me fine, so I don't know what was going on, man. So
I don't
just
know.
Started and restarted it. Now you hear me.
Can we move on now?
8-8-2-7-8-8-5-0-9. We've got the time. You just give us a time and call into the madhouse and get on the show live right now with the Generalissimo and the gang.
Very good. Thank you, Milkman. Awesome. Milkman, I understand you just moved. You're back in the States again. The Madhouse World Tour continues. Where are you at now? Where are you at this week?
It's the show is brought to you by Seal Beach in Los Angeles. Yes, sir. Orange County. Welcome.
Wow.
All the Madhouse members and crew and listeners and lovers out there to Orange County.
God bless it, man. God bless it to hell. All right. The next prank call's coming up. Milkman, it's good to have you back in, man. Thank you. Sorry about the technical issues. We're going to call Madam Tokyo.
I have to explain to everybody, okay, on the flyover, I guess the transportation authority, whatever, the transportation, where the hell, they went through my bags and shit got taken out and to get put back in, and they must have rolled over top of it and then just slammed it back in the bag, you know. So the guitar made it fine, thank God, but not all my equipment made it with me, so that was the delay there. That was definitely not a 98.6 mouth condition. In there, that was compliments of the Transportation Authority of the United States of George Bush.
Thank you, George Bush. Everybody, a round of applause for George Bush. All right, thank you. All right, we're calling Madam Tokyo, dude. This
you
is
a funky Mr. Bush.
Hey, Milkman, this is in Guam, your favorite country. This is where Milkman's from, everybody. Guam.
All right, dude.
Yeah, whatever. Madam Tokyo. Madame Tokyo, one moment, please.
Can't carry my weight. All right, I got number. Clay sent in a few numbers here. We got some numbers here from Donovan also. So hang on, we're going to be doing some listener submitted numbers here in a moment, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for bearing with us. Thank you for praying.
Hello, Madame Tokyo.
Thank you for praying here with me tonight, Madame Tokyo. How are you, my babe? Hello.
Hello.
Mrs. Madam Tokyo?
Yes?
What's going on?
Who's this?
Jack Valenti, how are you?
Who?
Jack Valenti, I designed the Dodge Stratus. How you doing?
Who do you want to speak to?
I was trying to make a reservation.
For?
You know, for that thing.
What thing?
But she's got two eyes, she's got two hands, but she only's got one of those things. Hey, way to fuck up a prank call, huh, guys? Yeah.
She's got slant on her, all right.
I don't know what to do to her. I know. Well, I know what I would do to her. She's Japanese. You know, Milkman, you know, and you're half Japanese. The only race that I have yet to conquer in the sack is the Asian people, the yellows, as I call them. So one day I will.
Listen here, man. I take offense to that, man. My blackness is not very happy about that, man. Motherfucker shit, man. Motherfucker shit.
I got numbers in Japan here we could call. We've got a Costco in Japan. We got the 7-Eleven here still from before, the Hard Rock Cafe. We got a McDonald's in Japan.
Hi-ya.
We got the... that's a Japanese restaurant. Let's see what else we got here. That's it? Didn't we have more numbers in Japan? Here we go. We got Little Angels. We've got Nintendo customer service in Japan. Another McDonald's in Japan.
Yeah, we did a shitload, man. We had a tour of Japan there on one show.
Yeah, we did. We had a whole Japanese whole thing. It was fun. God damn it, that was fun. So fun. Let's, you know what, for good old times'
the
sake.
The one girl got really horny when she was talking to you.
At the 7-Eleven in Japan, of course.
What was that girl?
I told her I wanted to go down there, and she's like, hi, hi. Yeah. Yeah, she was in. Yeah, she wanted me to give it to her. She wanted me to give it to her, man. I mean, who can blame her? Who can blame her? All right, we're going to call Japan, everybody.
Put some Mono Magic on, man.
The Empire of Japan coming up next on The Mouth. God, it took so long to dial. Sorry about that, folks.
Mushi-mushi.
How are you doing? Hi, I'm an American person. Do you like my voice? She's looking through her papers, everybody, for the commands.
Actually, we don't have any English speakers. Do you have any Japanese speakers?
No, I just like to talk to Japanese girls. Yes? Hello? Madam? Mushi Mushi?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. I do. God, you sound so hot, baby. Just keep saying that stuff to me. I'm almost there. Come on. Hello? My name is Masaharu. Masaharu. Masaharu.
Hi.
Masaharu.
Hi.
Hi. So, would you like to maybe me and you go out together, get some sake? Right? Ma'am? I'm going to hang up on you, sweetheart, if you can't start talking, all right? Just start saying something funny. I'm going to hang the fuck up on you, all right? Hello. Japan. Japan. Sapporo. Aw, she hung up on me.
What a sad night.
She had to dig her just so she could answer you. What she had a little script there just in case you called back.
Did you hear the beginning? She's like, oh. You know what I mean? Just go through the pages.
She has like about 50 languages. You know, English, Arabic, no,
German,
Chinese, no.
Japanese,
German, no,
Chinese.
French, no.
Oh, that shit. That's funny.
Orlando, Mickey Mouse. There it is. Hi. Hi. Mickey Mouse.
Madhouse Radio, you're on the air. Milkman, be quiet. Hello.
Hey, you boys going to make some drinks tonight?
Yeah, we are. Who this?
This is Donovan.
Donovan, what's up, man?
Kicking it.
You sound happy.
Huh?
You sound happy.
Oh, man, I'm always happy. Shit, man, I'm having a good time on here listening to you guys. Wish you guys would do some tranks, though. Jesus Christ.
Tranks. Yeah, we're going to do some of those. So, where's this Red Lobster? Do you know this Red Lobster that you sent me, or is it just a number that you picked out of the phone book or something? Have you been there?
I don't know. If I send you a number, I've already called it.
Okay, so it's confirmed. Wow, that's good, man. Yeah. That's good. Now, who's Sarah? Is this a friend of yours, or just a Sarah in general?
It's just a Sarah.
Just a Sarah?
Yeah, just a second.
I don't know about that. Well, I'll call the. I'm gonna call the Red Lobster real quick. All right. You want to hang on for that? You want to stay on the phone line and listen?
And I'd like to listen if you don't mind.
Yeah, you can. You want to jump in on the prank call? You let me know. All right. You feel free to do whatever you want, man. Because you know what, you are special. Got it?
Hey, if the time feels right, I'll come up on there.
God damn it. Hell yeah. All right, one moment. Donovan and Carlito. The Twin Towers of prank calls coming right next.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Fuck yeah. Donovan, I'm going to interview at the end of this, so get ready.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Red Lobster 95th and Metcalf. How can I help you?
Hey, woman, can you speak up a little bit for me? Because I can barely hear your shits.
This is Blizz from Red Lobster on 95th and Metcalf. How can I help you tonight?
What's up, Blizz? How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
All right. I'm sorry I called you baby. I just, you know, I'm working on it. I make statements like that. I feel bad, like, immediately, and I apologize.
Okay.
I'm talking to the counselor. We're working on it, okay? Move on. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hurry up, boy, and order the food.
That's my counselor right there. Hey, how much are your spaces tonight?
How much are what?
How much are your spaces?
Spaces?
Yes.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, me and my counselor are going to come in, so we want two spaces.
We want a food.
Don't
tell. We actually close at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, what time is it now? I don't know. I'm in the flight.
9:57.
I'm from the Virgin Islands. What time is it?
9:57.
All right, so we got 3 minutes. I'll take a to-go order.
Hold on one moment, please.
Oh, God. See, this is the same thing every day. Every and it's 53, not 57. She better come back, Donovan.
Hopefully she's getting the manager.
Hopefully. Maybe the chef.
This is Sam. How can I help you?
Sam, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up?
All right, man. Hey, be honest with me. You guys keep pumping out those cheese biscuits all day. How many got left over? Well, I mean, you guys are closed, because she said I can't put a to-go order, so I was wondering maybe you could fill me up a bag of those cheese biscuits. That's all I really like.
I see. The reason why the whole take-out order is really not the closing part. It's a security thing. It's that once we close the door, we're not allowed to open it.
Okay, but you're going to...
That would be the problem.
But, all right, look. You know where the 7-Eleven is, right?
Yeah.
I just left there. I was on my way down. I didn't set my clock forward when I came back into town. My bad. All I want is some cheese biscuits. You guys are going to throw them out anyway. The very least you can do, I'm going to come by. I'm going to have a plastic Walmart bag. All you got to do is throw them in there. And if you got some melted butter, just throw it in there too. I'm going to shake the bag up and eat it. I mean, this is food you're going to throw away anyway. I'll be honest, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Very, very hungry.
All right, and who are you, sir?
Jack Valenti.
Okay.
382 pounds of screaming steel and sex appeal, sir.
Wow.
Yeah. Now you understand why...
Like, man, did you get me some butter, too, buddy?
He wants some butter. That's my counselor on the line. Believe it or not.
Wow.
Wow. Exactly.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
I mean, have you ever heard of the term a good Samaritan?
No, I don't believe I
have. Have I told you yet about the Book of Mormon?
Let me tell you something about that, John Smith. He's a child molester, but I tell you, I still want my butter beans too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That's good stuff.
All right, man, you've been on 98.6 The Mouth.
Welcome to The Mouth.
You've been on 98.6 The Mouth, brother. Thank you very much for being on. It's been great. You and your staff have just won a cruise. Congratulations. Where are you going to go on that cruise?
98.6.
I'm telling you.
What, are you going to go to Cancun or some shit like that? Go to Disneyland.
Hey, this has been entertaining and all, but I do got to
go. I'm recording this phone conversation, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I want my biscuits.
I have your permission to do that, don't I?
No, sir.
No, too bad.
Yes,
too late.
Yes, I want my biscuits.
I'm going to unrecord your conversation right now.
Okay.
Then we can record it.
All right.
Oh, he said all right.
He said, yeah, I got him on tape saying all right. We can make it sound like he said all right. Don't worry about it. I don't know. That was queer, dude. That was queer. That was my fault for making it queer. Hey, you want to call Japan?
Yeah, let's call Japan.
All right, I'm looking here. I got the... Shinjuku Sun Park Hotel. They gotta speak English at the hotel, dude. Alright, this is the Shinjuku-ku Hotel. Sun Park Hotel. Shinjuku Tokyo Sun Park Hotel. It's the complete name of it. Fuck. This is in Tokyo, Japan. So get excited for that, everybody.
Welcome to the Shinjuku Hotel.
Have you ever called Japan before, man?
Yeah, I've
come
to
Japan.
Funny shit.
Yeah, good.
I had to dial that fucker like 5 times, Donovan.
Jesus Christ, man. I was getting
pissed off. Are you starting this one or am I?
Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Shinjuku Sanpaku Hotel.
Mushi Mushi.
Hi, hi.
Hey, how's it going on, buddy?
Hi.
How's it going? How's it going? Hey, American.
Moshi Moshi. I'm the translator, Mr. Moshi Moshi. Can you understand what we're saying now? Hey, how you doing? Have you ever taken the ass in out of a bullfrog? Hi?
Yes.
No. No? Okay. Well, I was just wondering, have you ever tried to go fishing for a bullfrog and accidentally get the toadstool? Hey!
Hi. English? No. English at all.
Hi.
Where's your English speaker, please?
No.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Translator.
Moshi Moshi.
Moshi Moshi.
Hi. Ohio.
Boogie Boogie.
Ohio.
Boogie Boogie.
Ichiban.
Ching Chong Chong to Kong Pong Pong.
Ching Chong Chang Chong Ching. It's the China Club. Celebration.
It's our birthday.
Oh, can you write my name down, please, good sir?
You have $4.98.
We have $4.98. And with that, we're going to call the Hustler Casino.
You have 5 hours, 34 minutes, 28 seconds.
Before deduction of applicable fees and charges as listed on the back of your card and poster.
Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah. What's going on? Is this a casino machine?
Pardon me?
I'm looking for the casino machine.
Casino machine?
Yep, the casino machine.
Okay, we don't have a casino machine.
Well, this is the casino, right?
Right.
The casino machine is like a machine, you know? The machine goes bang, 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 you know?
We don't have a slot machine.
What do you got there exactly? You got a poker machine?
We have card tables.
You got a card machine.
Yes, card table.
The card machine, yeah, the card machine. That's what I'm talking about. Security, I bet you.
I'll tell you what, I want to get to the poker table, sir.
You put us through for a security watch, I bet you anything. I know these people.
Good evening, I've seen a talk to you for yourself.
What's your deal?
I'm sorry, excuse me?
What's your deal? What's your problem?
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Well, I got dropped over to you, man. I was talking to some woman, and she put me through to you. What are you supposed to do for me?
Yeah, we're trying to get the poker table over there.
Yeah, we're talking about the poker machine. She's like, she's arguing with me about a machine. Something about a machine. I don't know what she's talking about. She didn't say hold or nothing. She goes, you suck a hand. She puts me through to you. So what are you supposed to do? What do you do there? You wash the bathroom?
What do you think? I got my whole life to sit here and wait for you people. I want to get to the poker table, damn it.
God damn it, man. Fuck this guy. What's your name?
Yeah, what is your name, Mr. Security Guy? Let me talk to your superior.
Fucking asshole. Fucker. Motherfucker.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. That's right.
That motherfucking cockbite.
I'm going to call him back. You want to hang on for this? You want to hang up already?
Thank you for calling Yavapai Casino, located
in... All right, you do that.
He's gone. He's gone.
Whatever, Donovan. Hang on, we're calling a different casino now. We're going to complain about the first one. Got it?
Options, so all please right. Listen carefully. If you are trying to reach the Gold Rush Club, press 1. For the security podium, press 2. If you are trying to reach blackjack or poker, please call 776-569-
Shut up.
Please hold while I transfer your call to that extension.
Blah, blah, blah. This, that. Princess, shut up.
Blah, blah, bing, blah, bling, blah, blue.
Tired of that shit. All the time. Pick this.
Hey, if no one hears the bullshit, I go to the next one.
Hello?
Hey, Jerry, how you doing?
Yeah. This is Jerry. Who's this?
This is Don Amici over here, man. I tried to get over there to that table. I couldn't even get over there. They told me to call you.
Don Amici.
Yes, sir. I got a suite up in the hotel. You can look at my register and find out. But I'm just checking out. How in the hell did I get over here and not be able to get to the front gate to this thing over here?
I have no idea.
I got through just here. Talk
no
to my cousin.
No idea what you're talking about.
Hey. It's my cousin over here had the problem getting in here. You talk to him
Hello?
For a second. Hey,
Hello?
Here, talk to him for a second.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's Jack. How are you?
Yeah, can I help you guys? What are you looking
yeah,
for?
Yeah, this is Jack. All right, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm a little heavy. And they said that I couldn't come in. It's something about the fire marshal. I never...
Yeah, he's 520 pounds.
I've never met the fire marshal.
And where are you now, Jack?
I'm in the van. They came, they had to pick me back up from the ambulance. The ambulatory transportation company.
Uh-huh.
They came down. The contractor had to come pick me back up because they gave me a ride from the hospital to the hotel, and I was going to go to the casino, and they only gave me one ride. And when I get down there, the man said that I couldn't fit and that I wasn't allowed to come in.
And who told you you weren't allowed to come in?
Some guy with the hat.
Hold on a second. I'm going to let you talk to a floor supervisor, okay? This sounds like something he would have to handle. Hold on.
Well, let us talk to the superior in charge.
Hold on.
Alright, good. We're getting down to business here, Don Domenico.
Why the hell are they giving us a runaround?
I don't know, man. Just take it easy.
If I want
there.
A runaround, you know, we'd go down on Prospect Avenue or some shit like that.
Let me do my shit thing. Fuck.
Slime him.
Is this the guy? He's the transfer to a guy. Hello?
What?
They were transferring to the guy.
Huh?
I want to talk to the guy.
What guy?
The guy said he was going to transfer me to a guy.
So what is your question?
Here, give me the phone here. Hey, mister. I just unloaded this guy. He's 520 pounds. I just unloaded him out of my van. They said he cannot get in there. What is the problem?
What?
Yeah, they said he couldn't get through the gate, so they kicked him out of there. What's going on?
What are you talking about?
You know how long it takes me to charge up that thing that goes up and down in my van to lift him up and down off his wheelchair? They said he couldn't fit through the damn thing, so he couldn't come in the casino. He's got a lot of money. What the hell's wrong with him? Hold on, I'll let you start. It's your casino! What do you think it was? Hold on a second. You talk to him. He's all upset and stuff.
Talk to him. Give me that shit. Why? Is this the guy or not? Just tell me, is this the guy?
Well, you're talking to the head guy that runs the casino.
What's her name?
You're talking to the one that is running Yavapai right now.
I asked her name. You're not answering my questions.
Which casino were you talking about?
Look, sir, we got a ride on the ticket that said one free trip to any location. We took the ride to the casino. I saw the advertisement for the Yavapai casino, and we went down, and I got down from my wheelchair, and I took three steps off of my wheelchair, and the man said no, and I begged him, I said, please, I saved $300 to my budget for the casino, and the chances are you're going to get them, and did he let me in? No. And I can't get another ride. They won't give me one now. Because there's only a limit to what my insurance company authorized. And I have the surgery tomorrow for a lap ramp system. And I may not make it. And if
you
I don't...
You got it, man. I was there. I got the receipt right now. You want to sue you silly bastard for not letting him in there?
I don't know what you guys are talking about at all.
The man said I couldn't come in because I was too fat. that I waved to, and the fire marshal said no. This man came out with a hat, and he said, under fire marshal, no. And when I left...
he said he is going to tase him. He said he is going to tase a man in a wheelchair.
And
what the hell's wrong with that boy?
$4.49.
All right, Domenico, I'm going to go. Thank you very much for being on. It was great. You're welcome anytime. Do you have a website you'd like to plug? Hello?
Hey, you've been pranked, you son of a bitch. Smile once in a while.
All right, man. You got it. Thank you. What?
Okay, we've been pranked, son of a bitch. Smile once in a while. Whatever that means, gentlemen. I mean, I can't help the guy if he doesn't want to be helped, right? That's all I know. Ted is in the house. Ted. What's up, Ted? How you doing, man? All right, Ted, good. I had to put Ted on mute because he was coming back on the stereo mix. That's why. All right, whatever. Ted's
Am I still coming back?
No, not anymore. You're not. You were before, and I put you on timeout for a little while. For a little while. I see Corey.
Hey, it wasn't my fault, motherfucker.
Well, you had, you know, whatever. I see Corey, the effeminate teenager's here. What's going on, man? It's good to see you. Hey, guys. There he is. Corey, the effeminate teenager.
Oh, my God. He so doesn't talk like that. He does not talk like that. He's making that shit up.
He doesn't talk like that. I'm just kidding. What is he, your nephew or something, Ted? Watch out, man. I'm sorry.
Hi.
There he is. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, milkman.
Hey, milkman.
Hi, girlfriend.
Oh, that is creepy.
Hey, Corey, you know that, remember that Slayer kid I was telling you about? Who goes around in World of Warcraft as a character called Horny Girl, the 13-year-old boy who does
but
that.
I don't
he's
like
up
girls.
In the main lobby. Yeah, I know you don't. But.
Okay.
Oh, that's great, man.
Guys, take it easy,
right? We should get him down here and interview him.
Hey, guys, Jonathan's on the line.
No, I'm gonna get him to come down here and interview.
Would you show some respect?
What's
I got
up,
Jonathan
Carlito?
On the line. What's up, Jonathan? How you doing, man?
Not much. What you doing?
I'm here, just doing this, trying to do a show.
Yeah. No, no. Your cam room is lagging just a little bit.
I can't.
Your cam is lagging a lot.
I don't know what's up with it. I've been seeing issues like that for several days on stick cam. I don't know what to tell you, buddy. I don't know. When did this start? All night? Has it been like this the entire show?
Almost. Stick cam's just been booting people out like crazy. I don't know
what's the password?
Your computer that you have stick cam running on is on lagging. I don't know what it's on lagging.
Okay. All right. Well,
I moved you.
Well, that's something. So what else is up, dude? What's going on? How's the
what else is up,
I'm
dude?
Looking for my, what is it called? My, there we go. I got, you know, I keep drinking Crystal Light. I put in whole gallons and I drink straight out of the gallon now, man. It's awesome.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. You ever have to go to the bathroom in the woods?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, because I've only had to do it like once or twice, and I think they were both when I was a kid. Slay, I mean, it's cool that Slay is in here, man, but put your headphones on, my friend, because I gotta mute you, because I hear myself, and we have 58 people listening right now. Jonathan, isn't that great? 58 live listeners. Fuck. We just lost Syndicate, though. Syndicate just crashed. Stickcam just crashed. Holy shit.
Yeah, it crashed
online. They can't handle the madhouse.
They can't. Syndicate can't handle the madhouse. Yes! Can't handle the mouth. Once it's open. Oh,
are you on PCI, you bastard?
Yeah.
Not
with
I am.
Old Pete today. He'll still be in a damn cheese.
Why doesn't the frickin' title update then?
The title didn't update? Ted, let me fix that. Give me a second here. Watch this.
Everything is fucking up here tonight.
Yeah, now it works.
Yeah. I think I've been working all day. It's been working fine all day today.
I don't know. It just crashed on me and it came right back up on its own, dude. I don't understand what's going on. This is fucking horse shit, man. You know, you Syndicate people got to fucking work with me here, all right? Jesus. Tired of this, man.
Alright, Jonathan.
Yeah, get on the ball over there.
Come on, guys. This is professional time. No, I'm kidding. I love Syndicate. I'm just messing with you. Howard's almost on. I don't know if I'm going to stay on, man. I'm going to lose half my listeners when Howard comes on in 15 minutes. I'm ready to sign. Let me test the simulcast here, Jonathan. I'm testing here to see if I'm going to try the simulcast, the David Letterman show, on live. Let me see if I can.
Local 6 has learned that NASA hopes to launch the Space Shuttle Atlantis on February the 7th.
All right, good. The Space Shuttle Atlantis is going to be launching on the 7th. That's awesome. That's good news, isn't that, Jonathan? You like the space? You ever see?
Oh, yeah.
You ever go out to see the Space Shuttle go up, man?
Oh, yeah.
You ever go out?
Yeah, sometimes I do. That's real fun to see.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to see it at night. All right, Jonathan, say hi to your fans and listeners, because I got to get moving along here, man. We got a little time left. Never took a break. Audio problems up the wazoo, and people are complaining. Jonathan, your fans and listeners, let's do it.
I don't know. I want to say hello to all my fans and listeners, and I hope you all have an excellent weekend.
Good. Good work, Jonathan. You take care of yourself. God bless you, sir.
All right. See y'all later.
I'm always talking to Jonathan here in the mouth.
It's always good to talk to Jonathan on the mouth.
98.6.
The Mouth. I'm tired of that fucking jingle. Ustream.
Milk. Interview.
Okay, guys. You guys are really freaking me out. The next prank call of the night is coming up. Again, as I was trying to mention before, Lonesome Loser has arrived quite a while ago, which is fine. That's good. It's good to have Lonesome Loser here. Let's see what numbers we have from him here. Well, I get my Ben music running. Here we go. Little MF Doom here. Okay, we've got Elsie Porter, Frederick Porter, Ashley York, Michael Monty. These are all in England. Well then. Look. Alright, let's call Elsie Porter here, everybody. Elsie Porter in Barking, Essex, England. Just a moment, please.
Hello? What the shit is that? Hello?
Hello?
What's all that noise?
Who is it?
You're making a lot of noise when you pick up the phone. What's wrong?
I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Who is it?
I said, when you picked up the phone, you made a lot of excessive noise, and I don't like it.
Is that Simon?
Yeah?
Hi.
How are you? Hello?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Elsie, it's Simon. How are you? Hello? Jeez.
Hello.
It's Simon. How are you, you old bat?
Who is it? I can't hear you.
How? Jesus, God. Why do you make so much noise when you pick up the stupid phone?
I don't know who this is, but I can't hear you.
Did you hear that?
Simon.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, yes!
What's wrong?
Why do you make so much noise when you pick up the phone? When you pick up the phone...
What's wrong with you?
Well, you picked up the phone and you made too much noise with it.
Just a minute, I'll go to another phone.
Stupid!
Will you hang on?
Yes! It's going to another phone, everybody.
What are you getting on about?
She'll be back in a moment, folks. God damn it.
Are you going to make her cry, too?
Possibly. That's my plan. I like making old British ladies cry.
AMD's on his way.
AMD's on his way in, yes. I got a ton of numbers here from other people as well. We got Jeepers requests out of the way. We got a Kia dealership here sent in.
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Who is it?
It's Simon. Simon.
Well, what's wrong?
Listen, I'm out of gasoline and I need a ride home. Can you make any suggestions?
happened.
What do you suggest I do?
Where are you?
Can you make me some breakfast?
Sorry.
You old bitch! She doesn't want to make me breakfast. God damn it. Are you still there, you old bat?
Yo, bitted hag.
Yo, hag.
Nothing's working right here. Can't get calls off.
My grandma, she had a heart attack.
Don't worry, we got more numbers where that came from. I see AMD. I see him, AMD. Joining in, AMD. How are you, man? How are you? This is the biggest Madhouse roundtable we've ever had. Imagine that. And we don't even have any topics really to talk about.
How are you doing, mate?
Hello, hello. How are you? Hey, man. It's good to talk to you, AMD.
Hello, Governor. How are you doing, Governor?
I'm good. Who has the echo? Who's the culprit?
AMD's good. He just got laid about 10 minutes ago.
Awesome, AMD. AMD, put some headphones on. I know you got laid and everything, but you got to put some headphones on. We got someone calling in. Let's see what this is about.
I've got a bomb.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. What's up, Ted?
What's up, Naga?
Not much. You okay over there, man? You seem kind of off today. Again.
Oh.
Yeah, well, last week you were awful, so you were kind of acting wacky. Tonight it looks like the same thing.
Acting wacky.
No, you got a lot of reverb on your mic. It's like coming in really crazy. Whack-a-ma-jod.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, you bastard? Okay, well, let's just do some prank calls here before we end the show. How's that sound?
All right.
How you been,
wait,
man?
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question to ask.
Sure, man, go ahead.
Why are you getting off early? Is it because something's coming on Syndicate or what?
I don't know. I don't think anything's coming on Syndicate. Why am I getting off early? Because I got to get up at 6. But more importantly, Howard Stern's going to be on David Letterman here soon. But he probably won't start until
midnight.
I know, right? Hold your horses. Aw, look, they're showing Shamu on the TV. Aw. Little baby
Shamu.
Okay,
the reason why I was asking was because I was thinking about going on for a little while.
Oh, shit.
And I thought if people were going to, be listening to Howard Splurge, then they wouldn't, have anyone to talk to.
Yeah, true. I don't know. We'll see what happens. You should go on the 12, man. That's fine. No problem there. I had no idea that there's a big game this week in football. Look at that, Patriots at the Jaguars. Imagine that. You know the Patriots are going to win. There's no way that the Patriots are not going to win the Super Bowl this year. Why even watch the grand damn thing? Really, I got little patience, man. You like casinos, Ted? Would you like to talk to a casino?
The New England bag Patriots.
Did you say you had a Kia dealer?
A Kia dealer, yes, that's right. Good call, my friend. Purple Pasta on the website, live on the Madhouse website, submitted a number here.
Purple Pasta?
That's what he calls himself. It's a Kia Rio... Oh, wait a minute, it's not a dealer. It's his brother-in-law who's selling a Kia Rio is the name. Okay, he's selling a... It's a guy who's selling a Kia, because it's about to get repoed.
Oh, okay.
Let me send you his details here real quick. And, did you want to dial the number, or should I dial the number? What's best for you?
You send it to me.
Okay. All right. Awesome. There you go. Just sent it to you on the IRC. I heard it beep over there.
How did you... I don't have stereo mix on. I don't understand what the frick is going on.
I don't know. It's a weird night. Nothing's working right, dude.
If he's got a headset with the headphones on the mic on the headphones, it might be too loud in the headset.
Milkman says you might have the headphones with the mic and the headphones that are too close to the headphones.
Well, it's a microphone headset.
I know. That's
how to get the microphone away from the headset.
That's what I tried telling him. No,
turn down the volume in the headphones.
Milkman says turn down the volume in the headphones.
I can't hear.
I know. You know what, Ted? Don't worry. It's a weird night. It's okay. We're not taking away any gold stars tonight. Tuck has them all anyway. Tuck has two already. It's okay. Let's just prank, please. Please make right. pranks. Let's make pranks.
Pranks, not war.
Every reggaeton song is just like this. What kind of name is Purple Pasta?
What's the name of the person who's selling the Rio?
That's a good question. Not only is it cute.
Can you enjoy the music while your party is reached?
His girlfriend weighs 200 pounds. He never told us. Hang on, let me ask him.
the lame bastard. Hello?
Asshole.
Okay.
Well, I guess we're not going to buy any Kia Rio. Never heard of a Kia Rio before. Is that, what is that exactly? Is that a, like a, the SUV version of their cars, I think? I think that's what it is, right? Or is it the small one they got now?
But yeah, it's a sport ute.
The sport ute? Sport utility? Crap.
Sport ute.
The crap utility. All right, so he didn't pick up. That's not going to work out. No problem. We got,
no, we need a different number.
We need different numbers. That's right. I got Merrill Honey in England.
Uh-huh.
In England, right? We got Richard Porter in England. We've got Bunky's Bowling Grill and Bar in Chicago.
How about Richard Porter?
Richard Porter. All right, cool. Let's do that.
Yeah.
See? Hey, just everybody let you know, Howard's not going to be on until midnight anyway. The first 30 minutes of Leno and Letterman are all skits and monologues and stuff, so you're not going to miss anything by staying tuned here until midnight, you know. Hint, wink, wink. No need to go anywhere. Stay with us, please,
well,
please.
Well, at least there'll be some people without televisions.
Yeah, whatever. Dino's checking in. All right, Dino, man. What's going on, bro?
What was that number? Was that a UK number you gave me?
Yep. See the 011. I see it.
Yes. I'm retarded.
Come on, dial, monkey.
Dial.
That Ally, you know those Ally pills? You know what I'm talking about? Sell them at Walgreens for weight loss.
Ally pills?
Yeah, Ally.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they, I know someone who tried that. Me, and man, they made me shit oil. Literally, oil was coming out of my ass.
Oh, because they don't allow your body to absorb fat.
Yeah, but it was bad. I mean, not to be gross, but you do number two, and you look at the water afterwards, and it looked like there had been an oil slick, like an orange. I don't know how to explain it, like an orange oil, like you would see on top, like you would see on top of congealed pizza. Nasty, huh? Sorry for that. Image.
Hello?
Good morning, Richard.
Yes?
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Who's this?
Well, this is Jack. I'm, gonna come over this morning. Are you ready?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Someone phoned me about 5 minutes ago, said that you had, your toilet was overflowing.
No, nothing to do with me, mate. Nothing wrong with their toilet.
Someone just called here and was in a bit of, you know, they had themselves all worked up and said that they had to put their boots on.
Yeah.
That wasn't you?
No. Got the wrong number.
How about you, do you have anyone who lives above you?
No, nobody lives here.
Well, you do.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
You should stop making false statements. It's not a way to live.
That's right, yeah.
So,
okay.
I'm up early. I thought I had a call here. How about we get some breakfast?
How about you piss it off and leave me alone?
That's not very nice, then. That's not
Sorry.
Very nice. I said if you wanna step outside...
Okay. Took him long enough to answer. How about you pissing off and hang up the phone?
I love it when it takes people like 5 hours to hang up.
New York City is located in Madison.
Just checking
Square
in here
Park.
Just a moment. Hang on, Ted.
Madison Square Park. So it's a pay toilet.
All right,
public
so
pay toilet.
David's out doing his monologue. We're monitoring the situation here. Stay tuned for the Howard crisis. All right. We're Milkman's in the satellite center now, making sure that we do not miss a second of the action of Howard Stern. He doesn't even want to be on, making such a big deal. Mr. Ted, I'm just going to send you these British numbers here,
okay.
and we call. You know, you call what you think, and I will
I'm
jump in.
Call a car dealer.
a car near. Hey, you know what? I can
just go on Google Maps and get a car.
Well, hey, I can go into the Lonesome Loser 2000 machine here. Let's do dealer.
Look in your G-Talk. I just sent you some, Merritt. Just confirmed a minute ago.
Let me try Toyota. Do I have a Toyota dealership here? No. Milkman, you sent some in G-Talk, you said? Okay.
Yeah, they just confirmed, man. A 24-hour taxi service there in Torquay.
Oh, in Torquay. Oh, this is from AMD, your brother AMD. Okay, cool.
Dodge dealer.
You got a Dodge. Who wants to buy a Dodge? It's like the worst of the worst of the cars.
He says he has them on the scanner. AMD, try and record them from the scanner. That'd really be funny.
Yeah.
What is a company that makes a Hummer?
He's been dead 2 days.
Oh, man. You know, had a lot of garlic.
What's the name of that company?
Which company?
That makes Hummers.
Oh. Doesn't Jeep make the Hummer? Milkman? Who makes the Hummer, Milkman? I thought it was Jeep. I don't know. Who makes the
Hummina. The company's name is Hummina.
It is not Hummina. That's a good idea. That's a good question. Let me see here. I thought Jeep made the Hummer. I could be wrong. Anybody out there can tell us who made it.
I'm Hummina, Hummina, Hummina.
Hummina, 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 Hummina. I'm looking into it. Hang on. I'll know in a moment here. Did you find anything yet?
No, I'm looking for... Jeep of Naperville. There you go.
Napers. Naperville.
It's later there, so let's say Hummer.
I got him a job at the Jeep post office.
Near.
Another news I'd like to discuss while Ted's working on that, hi, we're following the situation with high-pitched Eric here, who made some harassing phone calls to some chick, and now he's got charges against him, Ted. You know, the stuff you always tell us not to do, you don't ever call and tell people that you're going to stab them through their heart. Right, you would never do that, would you?
No, it's stupid.
Yeah.
You're playing with your own freedom.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what he did. He's been charged with a Class A misdemeanor and will be appearing in court promptly soon. Exactly, Milkman, yeah. The funny thing is, I had on my Dr. Lego, like, about over a year ago, two Septembers ago, Dr. Lego had High Pitch Air call me. And he left this, like, really violent and angry voicemail for no reason. He's like, I'm going to kill you, Carlito, you motherfucker. You motherfucking asshole, I'm going to fucking kill you, and all this stuff. And I saved
him. Oh, yeah, he gets all upset like that.
Fuck you.
Right, I'm calling a Jeep dealer.
Fuck you, Carlito.
All of our the Hummer's manufactured by General Motors, by the way.
General Motors?
General Motors.
That was AMG, isn't it?
You're wrong.
That includes Jeep.
Well, it says parent here, General Motors. You're right. You know what? I think you're right, brother. Yeah, it is. Well, they're originally built
by...
You're
right. You're the one who said Jeep, so...
No. They were originally built by AM General Corporation, but I think they've been taken over by... Yeah. Well, it falls under the wing of General Motors now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but good try. May I say that I hate Paul Schaefer. He's a bastard. He's so untalented and stupid, Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, but he probably has more money than all of us combined. Isn't that pathetic?
He's got more money than the guy on Jay Leno. What's that guy's name? I haven't watched Jay Leno so long. You know, the black dude. He's not that. I hate Jay Leno's band. They're so stupid and crappy. Whatever. I miss G.E. Smith and his Saturday Night Live band.
To reach our service department, press 2. For sales and finance, press 3. For parts, press 4. Otherwise, press 0. For sales, press 1. For new car sales, press 1. For the Geary at 2nd Avenue showroom, press 1. For the Van Ness at Sacramento Street showroom, press 2.
Jeez.
I'm just going to call the one that's down. I live like 2 blocks from a Toyota.
Assistant for the sales department in San Francisco Toyota Van Ness. Please leave us a message. We will return the call.
I don't think they're
going to
answer.
You know, I'm going to call the one that's down the street. That's open like 24 hours a day.
SBD, Ted, SBD.
Silent but deadly?
That's the one.
Well, good thing we can't smell you over there.
But you know what?
What's that? What do we know? Not you, Ted, the other guy.
See what Humvee stands for?
Humvee, what does Humvee stand for, Hummer?
Yeah, Humvee.
High mobility multi-purpose wheeled vehicle.
God, that's a lot. It's a good thing they call it Humvee.
Good evening, Capital Kia Plan.
Hi, yes, I'm interested in buying a new car, please.
Yeah, sure. Let me get your sales first on one moment.
Thanks for holding Capital Toyota. This is Amir. How can I help you?
Hi, I was interested in a custom car.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if I needed to have the car set up a certain way, is that something you could do?
Sure, definitely. Tell me what car it is.
Okay, I'm looking at the Toyota Avalon.
Avalon, okay.
And what I wanted to do is I wanted to take all the seats out of it.
Okay.
And if possible, if you could move the steering wheel over a bit, like center on the console.
Okay.
Okay. And, yeah, I wouldn't need any seats because, frankly, I wouldn't fit in just one seat. So I need like, a lot of space. So I just will sit on, like, the floor of the car and we'll control it with the steering wheel in the center of the console. Is that something you can do? Can you move the gas pedals over and all that?
To be honest with you, I didn't know you meaning by the custom like that, but I could figure it out from the California concept if they are able to do in such a thing, and then I could let you know. Which model of Avalon are you looking for, Limited or XL, XLS, or?
Yeah, the top one, the XL.
The Limited.
I thought XLS was the top one.
No, Limited is the top of the line.
Okay. Well, what are the features that make it top of the line?
It's got most of the luxury, like JBL sound system. It's got leather interior, heated seat, which means you don't want none of that. So basically, you just want an engine, you want the steering wheel move, and you want the pedals and all of that being moved also.
I also want a way to preserve food. Like, I want to convert the trunk into a refrigerator.
A full acceptance of the Potsdam Declaration, which specifies the unconditional surrender of Japan.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence.
Well, I'm willing to pay more than sticker, because I understand that I'm asking for a lot of custom things.
That's true, but I'm not sure if there is any company out there doing this stuff. But I'd be glad to find out for you if there is any of them.
Okay, yeah, I'd be really interested.
Sure.
In that.
What's your name, sir?
Okay, my first name is Purple.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Soda.
Can you hold on a second?
Yes.
Thank you.
What a fuck. How dare he hang up on you? How sneaky. Can you hang on for a second?
I saw that coming.
Can you hang on for a second? Sure, okay.
Click.
Yeah, asshole. What a jerk.
Jack Blenny got a call back there as an authority on the Stratus.
Yeah,
Stratus.
Wanted all the seats out.
Jack Valenti should call back on the Dodge Stratus, Milkman says. Good call. Dodge, do they even make the Dodge Stratus anymore? That was a damn fine vehicle.
They stopped making the Neon.
And that
was my first car.
And that surprised me because those Neons were very popular. What do you want? What do you want, cat? The cat here just opens the door. I don't know how they learned. It's like Jurassic Park when the when the Velociraptors learn how to open the doors. This cat over here learned how to open doors now. Can you believe that? He just straight up opens the door all the time, goes in wherever he wants, breaks into his food. Jerk off.
Is this 24-hour taxis? Is that...
That's in England. That's in England. That's in AMD's hometown. AMD representing Yorkshire, wherever. Where does he live again? Bollockswood?
Torquay.
It's Torquay Devon.
Torquay Devon. Whatever that means.
Torquay Devon. Yeah.
Torquay 24-hour
One of the quietest places in the UK.
AMD, but you got headphones, man? I asked you for headphones.
Yeah, I got... They are on.
Right, now they're on.
I moved the mic away from them a bit.
Right, now they're on. They're still on. I still hear myself.
So where is this on. Yorkshire?
This is in England somewhere. Torquay, England or something. I don't know where. Where is it exactly? Where in proximity to Yorkshire is it?
Next to Devon.
Next to Devon. Devon?
No, it's not in Yorkshire. Oh God, it's in Devon.
In Devon.
That's the country.
It's in Endoven.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Torbay.
Endoven. Oh, Torquay.
It is.
I'm looking at the map, it says Torbay.
Well, he messed up the first time, but Milk Mike corrected it.
Oh, no, okay. Torbay is on the water. Torquay is like a little...
It's that Torbay is the Bay of Torquay.
Yeah, it is.
Torquay Bay, they just call it Torbay now. It's just, you know...
All right.
Whatever. Whatever. Come on, guys. Don't give me any shit, okay? We'll be simulcasting all of Howard's appearance. Don't worry. You're not going to miss anything. Be tuned. You're not going to miss anything. We'll take a break for prank calls because I want to watch it, too. And I don't know that I necessarily want to end the show. But he's going to be on for a whole hour, probably. I'm not going to stay on for that whole time. I'll play the start of it. And we'll, you know, then we'll break and we'll leave because I'm going to want to watch the rest of it. Plus, I got to go to work tomorrow anyway. Ted, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm calling this taxi place.
Well, let's get Torquay in the line. Tell him we need a ride to CBS Studios. Milkman,
hello.
That's one.
Hello?
Yes, I'd like a taxi, please.
Where from?
Well, how far can you go?
I don't know. It depends where you are.
Well, I'm in Torquay.
Yeah.
And I want to go all the way up to Topsham.
Yeah, well, where are you in Torquay?
Not that far from you, actually. I'm right over on Walnut Road.
Yeah, so what number of Walnut Road are you?
I'm sorry?
What number Walnut Road?
So you can go up to Topsham?
Yeah.
Is that what you... Oh, okay. it was the first question I had for you. I'm at 1414 Walnut Road.
Sorry, 14?
14 Walnut Road. I'm on the second. Road. I'm on the second floor, the flat on the top.
Okay, and what's your name?
My name is Jack Sparrow.
Jack, you got a contact number for me?
Mm-hmm.
What's your mobile number?
I don't have a mobile number.
A house number then, you know, a phone number in the house.
Okay. It's, 1376 348.
That's the phone number in the house.
I don't quite understand what the confusion is here. It's
yeah. Have you got a phone number in the house? Because they ring you twice to let you know they're outside.
Well, sometimes I walk outside the house and I use the telephone on the corner. You know, in the booth there. Don't
right,
have one
right.
In the house.
Right, okay then. So you want it now, Jack, do you?
Yes. How much would it be for a ride to Topsham?
Stop it, Milkman!
I'm gonna find out for you. Hello, love?
Yes.
£32.
£32.
Set fare, £32.
Okay, so I need to go to Topsham, but then I need... So I'm picking up someone there.
Yeah.
But that's not my final destination.
Right.
So I would need to pick up someone there.
Yeah.
And I'm going all the way over to Bournemouth.
Bournemouth?
Yes, Bournemouth.
Yeah, but when can we do it? Well, you can't get the night riders as well, do it, isn't it? Yeah, the earliest we can do it, Jack, is 5:30. because we've got the cars we've got out now are finishing in a minute. They've been out since 5 last night.
Right. Okay, that's fine. I guess
is that all right for you?
Yes, as long as the driver fancies a bum, then everything will be fine.
As long as he fancies a what?
I said I'm fine with the time. As long as the driver fancies a bum.
Fancies a bum.
Hello?
Hello?
What's the matter?
Don't you want to know how much it's going to be to Bournemouth as well?
How much?
Wow. She took that serious. And that Chris Elliott's being gay.
I was expecting her to get pissed off at me for messing a bum.
Yeah, but no. She's actually predicting something of it. And you didn't answer about the price. Maybe she I think she fancies a bum. Ay, man. It's about that time, you know. Lonesome Loser's ending numbers in Paris, France. Elizabeth French.
She's listening on the scanner right now.
On the scanner? Good. On the scanner. Is he really who AMD is? AMD has a scanner?
Yeah, he's got a scanner. He's going to try and get a reaction.
Again, let's see if we can hear that reaction. AMD, put that up. And Milkman, stop farting into the microphone, Milkman, please. All right, that's disgusting.
Well, give me 2 seconds and I'll plug it all into the computer. I got to replace my mic with it, so I'll do it now. Give me 2 seconds.
All right, 2 seconds and he's going to plug it into the computer.
On his computer machine?
Yeah, not
Chris. Hang on.
Hey, it's Chris Elliott that was the guy that... He's the actor, the comedian, so-called comedian, right? You know what I'm talking about? Had that TV show on Fox where he lived in his parents' basement.
Yeah.
That was Chris Elliott. Yeah, that's his name.
Called Get a Life.
Get a Life. Yeah, that was a good show. I actually liked that show.
Remember, it was funny.
Remember he had a submarine and he filled up the basement with water and put together a submarine? And he got stuck in the submarine.
He really made me feel...
How about the one where he went to the big city and lost his wallet?
Like I could cut loose one sure. day and just put it all out there.
God, there's some bad audio today. This has been the worst of the worst in the audio.
AMD. I don't know. Everything sounds fine to me.
Everything sounds like crap to me. All right, and the good people at Syndicate are so embarrassed with me because of the bad job that I've done. Two people hurt their ears already in the scope of the show. Ted. Two people have hurt their ears by how bad it is tonight. God, this show sucks tonight. And who's this other?
See, that's what happens when you don't put us on the headlines for the show.
Yeah, man. Who's Chris Elliott with? There's some other white guy with hair, and Chris Elliott, who's bald as fuck. Chris Elliott looks like a I don't know what he looks. He looks like Grizzly Adams. He's gained weight, or just maybe he might be wearing a really big. I don't know. Fucking shit. Okay, look. You want to call Paris, man?
Yeah, let's call the French.
But here's what I like to do. I'd like to call the bowling alley. Can you make that happen? Can we do that?
Funkies.
Hey, what's going? Hey, buddy.
Okay.
Hey, brother. Hey, is this the bowling alley?
Yeah, it's the bowling alley.
How much are your shoes?
Buck and a half.
For it's $1.50 to rent for the whole night?
Yes, and then $3 a game to bowl.
You know the other place does they do $2 shoes and $2 games. Because I'll...
Well, no, we're $1.50 shoeing $3 a game.
Yeah, but that's what you said, and that's not what I said. I think what we'll do is we're going to...
Ask him if you found my ball.
I will. What I think we're going to do is we're going to go in, pay $2 for the shoes, and pay $2 per the game, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I think things were just a little bit too hectic there. He figured he just...
Can you hail him again, please?
Oh, yes, I'll get him on the... I'll hail him on the friendly frequency.
All right, good. We We are hailing the bowling alley again. There's a Scooby-Doo commercial on.
Well, God tried to stop everyone from switching to DirecTV.
God, I would pay money to see one of those, you know, those Japanese people that draw porno out of Disney characters. I'd love to see a big orgy with the Scooby-Doo people, man. It'd be so fucking hot. Not the dog, though. Hello?
Okay, I can barely hear you guys.
Look, listen. $2 for the shoes and $2 for the game is what we're going to do.
Right, okay. Well, not here anyway, so.
No, it is. No, I think we're going to... we're going to go ahead and...
We're really busy up here, guys.
Oh, that's what...
If you find a better deal, that's where you got to go.
Well, what
my ball back.
He says he left his blue ball there, sir. It's like a marble one. Fucker, he's gone.
I left my blue bowling ball.
Who doesn't want to see the Mystery Machine people in an orgy? Not the dog, though. Not Scooby, but the other guys. You know, because that one, the one guy with the white sweater and the blue thing, he's really dreamy looking. And there's the stuck-up white girl. I forgot her name. And then there's the butcher.
Paul McDonald's.
What were their names in Scooby-Doo? I forgot. All I remember is Shaggy. Like, I remember what
Shaggy.
They did.
Velma.
Velma was the dykey girl, right? And then there was the one the blonde. What was her
name?
Daphne.
Fred.
Yeah. Fred. And Fred was the straight-laced guy. I'd kick Fred's ass, though. I'd like to kick Fred's ass. Yeah, you ever seen that movie Fight Club?
Dude, I think he was homo anyway.
In the movie Fight Club, where the main guy gets beat up, well, he beats up Jared Leto to a fucking pulp. Because he wanted to destroy something beautiful, he said. I love that scene. I hate Jared Leto. He got his ass kicked good.
You know, I want to know how many calories are in McDonald's iced coffee.
Probably your daily worth of calories, man. Isn't there one at Starbucks?
You know, I can't wait to see American Gladiator restart.
There's a few Starbucks.
You know what? I'm going to call McDonald's and say that iced coffee was too cold. It gave me brain freeze.
It gave you a brain freeze, and you can't get rid of it. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Anyway, Milkman, that's already been on. American Gladiators, there was a two-hour special on Sunday and Monday night, a one-hour episode of the new American Gladiators featuring Hulk Hogan.
Shit. You see, I missed it on my travels to Los Angeles land.
And Layla Ali, and that is the official sponsor of the final hour of Madhouse Radio, the New American Gladiators. Be sure to go to the New American Gladiators, the New American Gladiators.tv, everybody. Go there now.
You know, what's really funny is when I was working at the television station years ago, that was my show I ran.
Who are we calling? McDonald's? McDonald's coming up next on The Mouth, everybody. I thank all of you who are still listening. Thank you. We're just hanging out, relaxing here, just doing some prank calls and talking. We'll be off of Syndicate soon, I'm sure, because they don't like us anymore. And playing. I love you.
Answer the phone in McDonald's. Come on.
Well, they get busy at this time.
Hey,
dude,
they got us headlining on. They got us headlining our show on their site, man.
You know, Saigon and me have come together as brothers here in the recent past here. Very excited. You know, Ted, this is a bum McDonald's, man.
I know. I hung up on that shit because.
Jeez.
Like,
you want to call them McDonald's in Guam? Those are always fun. I love Guam people, Guamanians.
Yeah, let's do McDonald's in Guam.
Let me find it for you here. Hang on. Let me go into the Lonesome Loser archives. I'm going to read off Guam numbers. We've got King's Restaurant, Michelle's Coffee Shop, Shirley's Coffee Shop, Stanley's Liquor Store and Deli. These are all in Guam, mind you. We got Subway, Donut Tree, Winchell's Donuts and Pastries, the Grand Plaza Hotel. I got the Burger King at the Guam International Airport.
90 McDonald's.
All right, McDonald's it is. Jamaican Grill, Simply Food. Come
on. My wife went to high school in Guam.
Your wife went to high school in Guam on a base, or did she live there, actually?
Nah, she lived there.
Oh, by
She's
the way.
Filipino.
Okay.
A lot of Filipinos in Guam.
You're looking
a lot of
for,
Filipinos and Japanese, yes. Go ahead, Ted. You're looking for what now?
if you're looking for royalty-free music,
yeah,
like I found a webpage called Incompetech.com.
Hang on, Ted. Ted, I'm sorry to cut you off. We have breaking news from the satellite center. Hello. Hey,
yes.
there seems to be some salt water in the connection. Are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Are you frying bacon, or is there some salt water in the connection? Can you hear me, please? Come in, over. Over, do you copy?
Yes, please
copy. Okay, 10-4. Hey, listen, I came in for one of your iced coffees.
Iced coffee? Sir?
Yeah, I came in for an iced coffee. No.
Excuse me, sir.
God, your phone connection sucks. I command you to hang up the phone. What happened to our connection here, Ted? Is that you?
I'm sorry, I can't take that anymore. What the fuck?
What was that? That's just killing me. No, we can't talk to that lady. She's got a sucky phone. I had a great idea for that.
Call the
Anigua. Anigua. Oh, that's Kentucky Fried Chicken. Damn it, man. Call a different one. I don't know. Call
the Tumon one.
The Tumon. The Tumon. The Tumon.
What are your rates for Saipan?
They went to a commercial break over at the Stern. I think he's going to come back for a second segment. But they are on a commercial break now. Commercial for Chapstick Classic and 100% Natural, everybody. Chapstick.net. Free to go there tonight.
Don't come in. Go. I'll help you.
Hi, is this the McDonald's, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, look, buddy, I was calling a few times and I couldn't get through. Were you guys on the making a credit card batch?
Yes, sir. We're using we have already the credit card, but we're not using it.
You're done batching it out now?
No, not yet, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, 'cause it was busy. And I called. You know the noise? It goes, you know? Meh, 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 meh. You know, because I pushed the button. It goes like this. Meh, meh, meh. You know that one? Because it's not regular busy tones. Like, dude, this was like meh, meh, meh. You know that one?
Yeah.
Because you might want to call the phone company to get that trace. It's not supposed to do that.
Sorry about that, sir.
It only happened in years. It's like, meh, I don't like it. Okay, look.
Are you trying to call the other store?
Yeah, I got the right one. The only problem is I got an iced coffee, you know?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, here's a problem. I have sensitive teeth, and I've undergone treatment for sensitive teeth. They actually put this enamel stuff on my teeth, and what it's designed to do is designed to kill the nerves a little bit. And I've been brushing for a year with this prescription toothpaste because I have sensitive teeth. And I drank the iced coffee. The ice hit my teeth in the front teeth. I got pain. It made the pain in my mouth, and I got scared. I was driving, and it was raining. And I spit it out. I spit out the stuff in my mouth. And I'm in the car, and there's, you know, iced coffee, brown, you know, and ice and all this stuff all over the windshield. I can't see anything. I slam right, bam, to a coconut tree right in front of me. No joke, man. And I almost caused a 40-car pileup behind me. It was so bad.
Uh-huh.
I have sensitive teeth, and I drank, you know, I was under the assumption the iced coffee's safe. I looked at it all over. There's no warnings. It said, warning, the contents of this are cold, are too cold, or maybe too cold, maybe very cold.
Because we're putting ice on that iced coffee.
I know, so it was very cold, but when it hit my teeth were sensitive, and I had a big mouthful. Spit it out, and I can't help it, sir. It's a natural reflex, you know? When something cold hits your tooth, what's your natural reflex, you know? If I were to take a hot knife and put it on your skin, you're gonna pull away, right? But it's the same thing. So there's coffee all over the front of my windshield, and I get into an accident.
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to be suing you personally, and I'm suing the store manager and the franchise man, and then the big company, McDonald's, for the money, because I got into a car accident. Because you're supposed.
Can I know your name?
You're supposed to put the warning on the coffee. It's if it's hot, and you should put it on if it's cold. You're supposed to write it with a marker.
We have a different cup for the cold, and we have a different cup for the hot coffee.
But it doesn't have a warning on the cold coffee, right?
Yes, sir.
No, it doesn't have. It doesn't say it's too cold. I looked all over it before I drank it because I'm responsible. I read. Anytime I eat something, I take that package or that cup or that bag or that box and I read every single word that's printed on it because I want to know what's going in my body and how much and what it came from. I need to know if it was processed in a plant that uses peanuts or manufactures peanuts. I need to know everything. Absolutely. And I looked at this whole cup and I know where it says that this coffee might be too cold. But then it's not fair because I have sensitive tooths. So what happens if I have a sensitive crotch, you know? And imagine if you didn't put a warning on the coffee and I spill the coffee in my sensitive crotch, the hot coffee. What happens? I get into a car accident. It's the same thing. You're supposed to make a warning thing on it. And you didn't even write. If you see the cup doesn't, well, you take a marker. And you write warning, cold coffee, warning. And you put an exclamation point in a triangle. And you should try to make it red.
Yes, sir.
So, so what I would like us to do here, I want you to conference call me with the corporate man and the owner. And we're all going to exchange information. And we're going to go ahead and take care of the lawsuit.
Sir, can I know your name?
My name is Ralph Littlejohn.
From where, sir?
I'm from the United States of America.
This one is from Guam, sir?
Yeah, I was visiting this country, yeah.
Yes, sir, but we're not serving iced coffee yet.
But you understand, I got coffee with ice. It had ice in it.
They just put ice on the coffee.
Whatever it was, they hit my teeth and I had an accident. And it didn't say it was going to be too cold. It had milk and everything in it.
On what store did you visit, sir?
On yours, the plaza there.
The one in Fremont, sir?
Yes. I was on vacation. I went to the plaza. You know, I got the Fodor's book, and I read all the shit, and it said, "Come to the Japan Plaza." It was built by the Japanese prisoners of war, that they built the plaza, and they named it in their honor of that guy with the funny mustache and everything.
Yes, sir.
No, I came down. I talked to my lawyer. I think my lawyer, he's supposed to be on the line. Are you there?
Yes. This is Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson's here.
With Johnson, Spiel, and Spank.
He's gonna talk to you further. Can you get your manager on the line for us also? Well, we need to talk to you too. Can you put more than one person on the phone?
Oh, she's not here, sir.
Okay, so
also they are the manager.
How convenient! Yes, this is very convenient. When my client has a grievance with your business, your manager is conveniently on vacation. I find that to be an outrage. I'm gonna put the system on trial.
I just have. I'm gonna ask my co-manager here. I still have one manager. If you want to talk to her.
Yes, that would be advantageous.
That would be prudent. Prudent.
That's right. Prudent at this juncture.
Wait, so prudent.
Yes, please.
This kid's all scared.
Yep.
In my head.
During the.
You know, you'd be terrific on Sirius.
We're waiting for the guy to come back from McDonald's, everybody.
Short wave. Right. In those days, you couldn't get...
Hello?
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 Hi.
Yes, sir?
Hi, my client had some of your iced coffee.
I
Ice Coffee?
Yes, and he has a clinical condition with his teeth.
The Ice Coffee, sir, we're not serving yet.
Well, somebody gave my client iced coffee. I think one of your workers there made regular coffee and put ice in.
Yeah, but we're not serving the iced coffee yet.
No, I mean one of your workers put ice in coffee. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, iced coffee is not like assembling a nuclear bomb or a hybrid car. It doesn't require lots of robots and complicated machinery. You just put ice in regular coffee.
No, we don't do that, sir. Because when customer order iced coffee, and we told them that we're not serving iced coffee, only hot coffee.
Yes, but my client made a special request. He requested he requested that you put ice in the coffee.
So just put ice on the hot coffee.
Right.
We can do that if she wants like that, sir.
Okay, I think we're missing the whole point of this conversation.
Okay, sir. This is from where?
Maybe my client can tell you what the specifics were, but basically what I'm doing is I'm pursuing this case.
Uh-huh.
My client had an injury to one of his teeth, and it was perpetuated by the temperature of your product.
Yes, sir. This is from where, sir? Hello?
I don't know what you're talking about. I live near the plaza there.
Oh, you're from here also, Tumon?
Mm-hmm.
And where are you working at, sir? What company are you working at?
Why does my place of employment have anything to do with the iced coffee?
Yes, sir, but if the customer asking to put ice on the coffee, we can do that, sir, but we're not serving the iced coffee. But if she requests ice on her coffee, yes, sir, we can do that. We can put ice on her coffee. But
Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and then realized that even though you're speaking, they're not listening to what you're saying, and it's just a grandiose waste of time? Has that ever happened to you?
No, sir.
Apparently not that you would be able to detect it either. Well, we're going to move on to something more interesting. I appreciate your time.
Okay, sir.
That's a good way to end it. That's funny. I love that sly comment that you just made. Have you ever been on the phone and noticed something? Oh, shit balls, man. Baz, I sent a request to Lonesome Loser. Baz suggested that we call Saipan. Good work, Baz. I didn't know that they spoke English in Saipan, and apparently they're close to Guam.
Yeah, it's right near
Saipan.
It's right near Guam.
Right near Guam, he says. So that'd be nice to look into. Maybe we can start getting some numbers. Milkman, any information on Saipan? Can you check the wires, please, man? Please, Milkman, any info?
Saipan. It's right next to. It's right next to Frying Pan.
Right next to Frying Pan. Got you. Okay, good. Thank you. Milkman, you get a gold star for that. That was pretty good. Thank you. He's here online, everybody. Milkman. All right, cool. Cool.
So when is Milkman coming back to the States to get his work on?
Milkman's in L.A. right now, dude.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
I messaged him the other night, but he never did come back until after I went to bed.
He says he messaged you the other night about it, but you didn't get back to him before he was in bed. He had to get to go to sleep early for his flight. But yeah, he's in how close are you to that area? Milkman, where is it again? Something Hills, Gay Hills, what is it?
Seal Beach.
Yeah, I don't live anywhere.
Right next
there,
to Sunset Beach.
Los Angeles. That was like 6 hours from Los Angeles.
Wow, Ted is 6 hours away from you. Wow.
I might rent a car and go up there whenever the job's over.
You might rent a car and go up there. Watch out. Lock your windows, close your doors, because Biggie Smalls, a.k.a. Milkman, will be coming over to your house. He's a bad...
Don't say Biggie Smalls.
Hey.
Summon him from hell.
I know.
Hey.
Biggie Smalls was a cross-eyed big guy, but he was a funny... He was a good rapper.
I think y'all like my chili.
Okay. We got the Mount Richmond Hotel and Conference Centers with an ES.
It's an ES?
Hey, see that? It's in Auckland, New Zealand.
All centers with the ES.
Centres.
Yeah, centres.
Centres.
I'm going to go to the centre.
What's the difference between a shop, S-H-O-P, or a shop, S-H-O-P-P?
Hi, I'm calling from America.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I wanted to come down there and book a room and have a conference or two.
Conference?
Yes.
Could you hold the line for a moment, please?
Sure. Wow, sophisticated home music.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, yeah, I could feel it. I could feel it.
You there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really annoying that people call when I'm calling. Because, yeah. So, how big is the center there?
How big is it? Sorry?
How big is your conference center there?
The biggest room capacity holds 200 people.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have that many.
Okay, how many are you looking at?
About four people.
Just four?
Yeah.
We have smaller rooms.
Oh, okay. You do have small conference rooms like
yes.
That?
Yes, we do, yes. Yes.
How unusual, okay. What is the fee for the four-person conference room?
Okay. Can you give me your email address, your details? And I will send this to my boss because she is the one that is in charge of all conference functions. And she can email you straight away or we can send you a package.
Okay, I'll give you my email address.
Okay.
Okay. It's B.
B?
Yeah, B as in boy.
Yeah.
I.
Yeah.
G.
Mm-hmm.
P.
P?
Yeah, P.
Yeah.
L.
P.
Yes.
A.
Yes.
Y.
Yes.
E.
Yes.
R.
Yes.
At gmail.com.
Okay. At Gmail?
Yes. Can you read that back to me to make sure you have it right?
.com. Okay. B I G P L A Y E R.
Big player. Yes, that's my address.
Okay. At G as in the letter G?
Yep.
Gmail?
Yes.
Is that one word?
Yes, it's one word.
.com.
Absolutely, yes. Perfect.
Okay. And your name?
My name is Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. J-A-K.
Yep. J-A-C-K?
No, it's J-A-K. It's unusual.
Oh, okay. J-A-K. Okay, Sparrow.
And that's like the bird.
S-P-A-R-R-O?
Yes.
Okay. For which date are you looking at, Jack?
I'm going to come there next Friday through Monday.
Friday? Jack, if I give you an email address, would you like to send me your details?
Sure.
Okay. Info?
Info.
At Mount Richmond Hotel.
Uh-huh. Mount Richmond Hotel, okay.
Yes, .com.nz.
So, what are the rules with regards to the conference rooms? Like, could we drink alcohol in there?
Sharon can confirm all that. She's the boss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Sharon is the lady.
In your experience there, what kinds of things, though? Is it unusual to have a good time?
No.
Okay.
Thank you. All your details, whatever you need, you can email us directly. Sharon can reply to you straight away.
Okay, because I might have some entertainment, too. Like,
that's no problem.
Okay.
Might all right?
A few people on the way. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, what's up? I had the phone on mute, motherfucker.
That's at GIGPETER@gmail.com. GIGPETER. Could you read that back for me?
So.
No,
Milkman. Did Howard Splurge come on yet?
Howard Stern is done. Apparently, it looks like it was the best. His best appearance in a while, in years, according to a quote on the Stern Fan Network. Just taking a look at what people have said. That was Dan Buchwald sitting next to Beth, and no Ralph. He lives for this stuff. Whatever. Yeah, I saw Bala Bui and Beth at the end there. It's pretty interesting. So I'm going to watch that here at the end of the show. I'm going to go to the good old DVR and see if I can find out what it really was like. I only caught bits and pieces of it, but yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, Ted, we've had fun. You want to keep doing some more calls?
Yeah.
Cool. We got a Saipan number coming in already for Kelly Butcher.
Kelly Butcher.
Yeah, I also sent a number here to you for the Hyatt Regency Saipan. Just confirmed. Saipan, this will be your first year, Milkman. I'm excited about this, man.
All right. Hell yeah, man. Get out the baloney and pop it in your frying pan.
That's like actually a really ignorant thing to say, that I'm from America.
It is. I'm from America.
That's why it's so great.
I know. Yeah. Joe America, you know.
Try our new orange glow.
It's like good old Joe America.
Which one are we calling here now?
The bottom one, Kelly Butcher. Is that what you wanted me to call, or should I call something else?
Like, can you hail the Hyatt for me?
Okay.
All right. Hailing frequencies are about to be opened, everybody. Did I send you the Hyatt? Yeah, I did. Oh, my bird.
Big baby.
Is that?
Yeah.
Saipan shows up as just like a regular.
Well, maybe it's in America,
another annex. Yeah.
It is. It's a protectorate.
It's a protectorate.
Hi,
is this the Hyatt?
Yes, this is Hyatt, sir.
My friend keeps talking. I hate that. Ma'am, I just flew in.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I was waiting for a shuttle. I didn't get it. There was some confusion. I just rented a car, and I need some spaces. For myself and my wife, one spaces. And then for my two kids, another spaces. Mm-hmm. How much are we talking about in Saipans?
Okay, for now, I can certainly connect it to front desk where they take care of that.
What do you do, baby?
What I do here is I answer the telephone and then I transfer your calls to where they can help you.
So, yeah, here's the cool thing, and this place is beautiful. On your desk, you have your name, and under it for your title, it says the person who answers the phone calls on the phone and transfer it to the right person. That's beautiful that they don't just call you receptionist. They actually describe your whole job and your title. That's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful.
So would you like to be transferred to front desk where they can take care of you, coming, sir?
Make it so.
I'll transfer you now.
Thank you. They were off with the make it so, didn't
they? Make it so.
I will make it. She's about to say it. I will make it so. Milkman, One more and you're out. One more and
hey,
you're out.
Hey, I just sent you a message on G Talk.
That effeminate kid, Corey, doesn't fart in the phone like you. We have a number here from AMD, Alpha Mary David.
Sure, let's try the other...
Hi, is it the lady who answers the phone and makes the talk and puts it through to the number one? Hello?
I tried to... the call came back to me, so I can try another call, I mean, number for you.
Oh, that's your job,
so
too?
That
that's your job, too?
For you to be helped?
Yeah.
I mean, that's my job. I'm just an operator here that will
listen
to your part that... Which one are you talking about?
Thank you, the person who answers. Thank you, the person who answers the phone when it rings back to you and you put it back to the person, to the other person. Thank you. All right, make
okay,
it.
Okay, I'll certainly connect you to the other
make it so.
Number.
Make it so. Number one, engage.
It sounded like she said, "I'm the person that listened to your part." It sounded like she said, "I listened to your part."
Yeah. You know, someone farted here. And that someone was Milkman.
Why do I keep getting the blame, man? I had my mic muted.
Was it that kid Corey?
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm starting to wonder if it wasn't you.
Yes.
I think he eats all those beans because he's a damn vegan. That could be it.
Yeah, Ted is a vegan, right? He eats a lot of beans and fiber.
I can't hear anything. The goddamn hold music is blowing my ears out.
I said you're farting.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Hey, Mushy Mushy.
Hello.
Mushy Mushy.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
How are you, sir? Mushy Mushy.
Yes, can I help you?
Okay, good. I'm looking for prices on spaces, please.
Oh, okay, so you don't have a room yet with
us. Well, here's the deal.
You don't have a room reservation yet?
Shut up for a second. Listen, here's what happened. I had a shuttle coming to pick me up. The damn guy didn't even show up. Then I found out there's this big confusion. I'm supposed to stay at the Hilton. And they screwed me over royally, man. And I'm telling you, they have my credit card on file. I went down there, and I got on their phone, and I canceled my credit card in front of them. And I said, look, I am going to sign the dispute against you, Hilton, because you canceled. I had to call a taxi, and I had to wait like 5 minutes, and the taxi took us down the 2 miles to the hotel. We're supposed to have a shuttle, man. So anyway, so I'm looking for spaces for myself. I need a spaces for my wife and me, one of spaces, and the second of spaces is for my two kids.
Okay, so you need at least two rooms.
No, spaces. No room is spaces.
I'm sorry.
I need a spaces.
What do you mean spaces, sir?
I need two of spaces for the night. Two of spaces.
Two rooms.
No, two spaces, coño, man. Two spaces. S spaces. Two.
How do you... I'm sorry, what do you mean spaces, sir? I don't understand.
I need space. I need spaces for two. Two of spaces. Two of space. No?
You're calling for a hotel room, sir.
Yes. Two of spaces, yes. Two hotel
yeah, so
space.
We can give... You want two rooms?
I need two... are they... do you have smoking spaces?
What do you mean by spaces?
I don't like non... I want non-smoking spaces. You know, the space... You occupy the space.
Yeah, we don't have, like... what we sell here is our rooms.
Well, yeah, the room is like a spaces. The room. The spaces. The rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I said.
We call it room. Room accommodation.
Listen, buddy. I am from Serbia. I'm Serbian-Croatian, okay? I know I have this language thing, but I'm trying my hardest to get the two... How is this in?
Room. Room, yes.
Room.
So anyway, so when would you like to stay with us? Is it today?
the spaces as soon as possible.
Okay, because you said that you want non-smoking. Is that correct?
Well, let's make a deal. What do you have?
Because if you say you want a non-smoking room, I'm trying to find a non-smoking room for you.
Oh, no, you don't have the spaces?
Yeah, I mean, if you space or room, it's the same.
Yes, of course, of course, of course, my friend. The spaces, room, spaces.
But you want with a connecting one?
I don't care about the stupid kids. You can put them on the other end of the fucking hotel for all I care. I just want... have my room with my old lady. It's our anniversary, and these two kids don't shut up. You can still put them in the smoking room. I don't care. Just do it, man. I don't care if they get the smoking germs. Whatever. I just don't want to see them. Okay? Put them in the smoking room.
How many will be staying with us?
Put them in the smoking room. Let them lick the windows, get a taste of nicotine. They'll be fine. How many what?
No. How many nights you will be staying?
Indefinitely.
How many days?
Indefinitely. Indefinitely.
What do you mean indefinitely? We don't know yet how...
It's going to be a while.
Yeah, because we are fully booked on Friday, so we can only accommodate you for 8 nights.
You know, but if I'm staying 8 nights, you know, we can make a deal on the 9th. Mm-hmm. You know, we can go after the 8th night. Why don't you just bump somebody? I mean, look, I'll give you 16 nights.
No, I'm sorry, sir, but I'll give you 16.
I'll give you... look, how many for 16 nights? Two rooms for 16 nights. How much is it? I'll pay it right now. I swear to God, man. I swear to my mother, I'll pay it right now. How much do you want for 16 rooms? Two rooms for 16 nights. Tell me right now and I'll do it. I swear I'll pay it. I have the money. I'll do it.
I'm sorry, sir. Yeah, we understand you have the money, but...
16 rooms. Okay, listen. Listen, man. How many saipans would you like?
Sorry, sir, but what I'm saying is... we can accommodate you.
Listen, I'm going to give you $300... and we're going to pretend we're going to start from the beginning. And that's cash I'm going to give you. What's your name?
I'm Roland, the front office manager.
Roland, when I see you $300 in your hand, I swear to God, but I have...
I'm sorry, sir, but you don't have to do that.
Look.
But what I'm saying is the
400. I'm going to give you 500. 500. Do you go to college?
I'm sorry, sir.
You sound like you go to college. How about I pay you for your tuition?
I'm sorry, sir.
Look, 16 nights in a row, you can charge it to the credit card right now over the phone. I have my Amex right here.
Yeah, we can accommodate you if you want. We'll give you two rooms. We'll give you two rooms, but we have... the departure date is 18. We can only accommodate you for...
look, you have... look, you can call. You have a week to call...
yeah, so
one of these people and tell them that they can't stay that night. That they can't stay next week.
You already confirmed their booking.
Call them back. You have a week. You say, look, Mr. Customer, I'm sorry, but something came up, and the room we had for you has to go to someone important. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you money.
Did you get the room yet? If you can't get a room for 10 days, I'm leaving you.
Well, we're going for 16 days, but this guy doesn't want to make it happen. He's saying that he can't bump one of these people, and I'm saying I'll pay for the hotel room for the other person. Sir, I'll give you four $100 bills when we get there. You can charge 16 nights to my credit card right now.
Yeah,
right?
You don't agree with...
look, we're going to do this. Okay, look, we're going to do this. I'm giving you the credit card number. You ready? Okay, here we... thank you. Look, thank you for your patience, and I'm ready to give you the credit card number. It's 3054...
sorry, sir, but we have to agree first.
2501... 3054... 3054.
But I cannot take your reservation.
3054-2501-28953.
Sorry, sir, but yeah.
Engage.
I cannot take your reservation.
Expiration October 2009.
Haha, you got the whole number out.
And the code is 6442. There, you got to take it, man. The money in the bank.
Sorry, sir,
pay the bill. Pay the bill. Pay the man. Pay the good man. Pay the man. Pay the good. Listen, I'm slamming my hand on the table. Listen, here's the gavel. I'm gonna bang the gavel, motherfucker. Listen, here's the gavel. It's over. Done deal.
Judge Wapner on that ass.
Resistance is futile.
Hello.
Yes. Well, thank you. We're going to be there in about... It's
I'm
probably...
Sorry, sir, but we cannot accommodate you, sir.
You're, I award 16 hotel room days to the plaintiff.
Here's how it goes.
We don't want a homo date.
Everyone be quiet. Mr. I'm going to say, you know, you're going to... You know, basically, we're confirming here I'm going to be staying for 16 nights, checking in tonight.
Sir, sir, I have to hang up. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
And on the 16th night...
Up. How you say that? I have to hang up now.
I don't want a home a date.
What the fuck was that all about? That was wicked crazy. What a weird conversation we just had with that guy.
An awesome first call to Saipan, man.
Yeah, that was an awesome call to Saipan.
Hey, check your G-Talk. I sent you a message, Armano.
Oh, man. That's funny. Good work, Baz. Thanks for that suggestion. That was funny. Oh, shit.
No problem.
Can we call Miss Butcher? That's yours to open up, because I opened up the last one. Ted?
Check your G-Talk. I sent you a number.
Okay, Milkman, let's see here. We got GT Locksmith in Wales. Emergency call, Locksmith. Awesome. Thank you, Milkman. Good work, buddy.
And the Welsh guys,
you,
it is confirmed.
The Welsh guys are always the worst.
Welsh guys are worse.
Guys love the cuss, man.
Wind
call
the
them
up.
Yeah, they don't take it.
They are.
Quiet. Thanks, AMD.
Hey, they're nuts, mate. They're nuts.
Good afternoon, Officer Anthony Long.
No worries.
Hi, I'm looking for Kelly Butcher, please.
I'm sorry, she's not in now. Is that message?
I'm sorry, what did you say when I called? Was this a business?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what do you guys do there?
Please, is there a message for Miss Butcher? This is the law office. Is there a message for Miss Butcher?
Oh, this is the police?
No, it is not.
You said it was a law.
That's correct. So, can you please leave a name and number?
Look, I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble. So, yeah.
Can you leave a name and number, and can I just put you get back to you?
Okay. Well, I'm staying at the Hyatt Regency.
Okay.
Okay. Can I give you?
All right. And your name?
Okay, my name is Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. All right, is there a room number?
No, there's no fucking room number. I mean, there's no fucking room number, and this call sucks. Oh.
Excuse me?
It's a fucking room number.
Excuse me?
I said, there's no room number. I'm not staying
with
in
who?
The...
With who am I speaking?
Their first name is Deez. And my last name is Nuts. Sorry for that miniature breakdown there.
Is he gone? No, he's gone. I just heard him go. That's funny. What the hell was that all about? Oh,
I have
shit.
No fucking idea. I don't have anything. Like, whatever.
Oh, man. Should have done Deenda. Deenda my dick.
Mm-hmm. Right, let me do the GT Locksmith.
GT Locksmith. Yes.
Get these guys going. Tell him they love to cuss, and they'll get right back in his face.
Milkman and AMD say these guys love to cuss.
Oh, it's in Wales.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did not code it over for English international call code. You'll have to translate that for him.
Oh, okay. So 011447. You got that, Ted?
I think so.
Yeah, there we go.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, GP Locksmith.
I need help.
Sorry?
I need help. I need a locksmith.
Yes, where are you?
I'm at my home.
Yes.
Okay.
Where's that?
Do you open personal safes?
Depends. Where are you?
Okay, I'm right about 15 minutes from you.
To Marvin.
Who's calling?
To Marvin.
From where?
This is Jack Sparrow. I'm trying to get this thing open.
Kamalvin.
Kamalvin?
The key that I have isn't working.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Kamalvin, that's the
well,
name
Sheriff,
I put
my
sent to you
to
in the
soon, and I need to
information.
Get, you know, half of my my cut, if you know what I mean.
Kamalvin Wales.
Okay.
Now look, let me come clean with you here. Okay? My wife is leaving me. And all of the money that we have saved up is in this safe here. And she's the only one who has the key. And you know, I wanna get my hands on it before she spends it all with that boyfriend of hers. So if you could help me open it, I would give you some of it.
Well, I have to have proof that it's actually yours.
Well, I mean, how would I prove that? I mean, it's not like my DNA is encoded on the safe. I mean,
No. You give me your name and address and telephone number.
Okay. So if you're not going to turn me in or anything, are you? This is my safe, and I won't have you tell me that it's not my safe. I won't have my wife tell me it's not my safe.
Well, you know, I do get some funny calls sometimes, but it's at this time in the morning,
and
you're being very pagey, you know.
Pagey? What is pagey?
Pagey. You know, but it's your property.
Okay, so...
And I'm legally bound by certain rules, and I have to be sure that it's your property. And
I'm bound by rules too. So I mean, we all have to follow some rules, right?
Yeah, but as a locksmith, I do.
Hmm.
Right.
Okay. So let me get my address.
All right. Okay. Yep.
Okay, so I'm right near, you know, Langlois. You know where that is on the A40.
What's the name of the house again?
Okay, it's 1440, and it's you there, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Sorry.
Oh.
What's it again?
Okay, I'm right off of the A40, okay, and it's a little area called Langlois.
Called what?
Langlois.
Yeah, go on.
Okay, my house number is 1440. It's the second house right as you... exit the A40, the first exit for Langlois.
What's that? You say it called an hour from here. Where are you? Exactly. Langlois. That's not a village.
It's... What are you talking about? It's north of you, I think. Yeah, it's definitely north. Because you're over there on the... Yeah, you're right. The 840 is right above you. It's like just a little bit north. Yeah.
Can you give me a proper address? Yeah, I'm going to terminate this call. I'm sorry.
No, I need help.
This is.
Hey.
Yeah.
Terminator.
I need help. Yeah.
Terminator.
There's too many variables on this.
Terminated.
I'm sorry.
Stop being a wanker and listen to me.
Terminated.
Look, I need help with this safe, and you're being a wanker.
Terminate the call.
Look, I need to open the safe. You're a locksmith. Let's do this.
This is Rex Cobra. Terminate the call.
Rex Cobra?
I'm sorry.
I am Rex Cobra.
Give me your telephone number now.
This is Rex Cobra. Turn off the phone.
I'll give you my telephone number. Ready?
Get off the phone now. This is Rex Cobra.
It's 233.
Cobra.
7891.
Cobra.
That's my number.
No. Not your number. I added a 1 at the end.
You're so stupid and thick, sir. You're stupid and thick.
Who's saying these things about you?
This is Rex Cobra.
What's that?
This is Rex Cobra.
Horrible things about you. Do you have enemies?
No, I don't have enemies. Thank you.
Oh.
This is ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous, and I will not continue in this conversation if you don't start treating me with some respect.
Well, I'm sorry. It's not a normal conversation.
Why don't you just hang up the phone?
I'll talk to you, thank you.
I'm bisexual and I'm fabulous.
Can you give me a correct telephone number, thank you?
I gave you a correct telephone number, just not the
you
one
did you did not.
Just not the one you wanted. I gave you your phone number, which is a correct phone number because we verified that it worked.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not doing this job at all. I'm sorry. You call someone else.
Oh my God! You're retiring.
Sorry?
You're retiring. You're not going to do locksmithing anymore. You said you're not going to do this job anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not continuing this conversation. You give me a correct telephone number and name, or I'm going to hang up.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm going to come clean here. I work for Kimpson Locksmiths.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and we're pretty sore at you for stealing all of our business.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
I said we're pretty sore at you because you keep stealing our business. You put out these advertisements that say Timpson's Locksmith. They're so dumb they lock themselves in. You know, like, and I'm not appreciative of that.
No, I don't think so.
So you're denying that you ran a propaganda campaign against Timpson Locksmiths?
We try to get him riled up, AMD.
He just wouldn't.
He's so passive.
He wouldn't get off the phone either.
I know. Normally Welsh people are nuts.
People usually get
he's
mad.
He's on some Valium or something.
People usually
tonight.
Actually get mad at Rex Cobra. It's the first time no one ever attacked Rex Cobra. What the fuck that was?
I know, he was quite placid.
He was. He must be drunk. Alright.
I like to know.
Alright. Ooh, McDonald's of Saipan. Ooh, we got a chicken house restaurant, pizzeria, bar, and restaurant. It's all in Saipans.
Chicken plow.
Nice. Is this chicken plow?
Hey, you want a hula burger? Tell me you want a hula burger from McDonald's.
Alright.
Song Rota?
Where's that? Song Rota. Where's Song Rota?
I don't know, but something tells me it's probably not going to be 1 cent a minute.
Let's find out. No, it's a 670 area code. That must be a town in Saipan.
Ouch. Pupson.
Ouch. Is that who you're calling? The pizza place?
Yeah.
All right.
Can Jack Masterson do this?
Sure. Let me get him.
Bueno.
Hello? Oh.
This is Crystal.
This is Crystal.
Say it definitely.
Hello?
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 Yes?
Hey, this is Kissel.
Yeah.
This is Kissel.
Hello?
Hey!
Yes,
what? Why do you guys always answer the phone like that? Hello? Hello? Why? Hello? Oh, God, let me get this out of my mouth. Hey, you there?
No.
I was chewing on a rib bone. Sir?
Hardene?
Hello,
Mushi Mushi. Mushi Mushi Haldenario. Hi. What's going on, sister? Where are you? Are you in... Is this Saipan? Woman.
No, Rota.
Where's Rota at? I've never heard of your place. Report. Come on, you're representing your home, the Rotis. Where's Rota at? What is that?
It's an island.
Is it close to Saipan?
Saipan.
It's near Saipan?
Near Saipan.
You're in Saipan or you're near it?
Rota, near in Saipan.
Oh, dude, you said both of them at the same time. I didn't know that was physically possible to say two words at the same time, near and in.
Near in Saipan.
Near in Saipan. That makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. Thank you, honey. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Yes, very beautiful. You're so smart. Can you take my order, please? Take my order, please.
Yeah, what?
Ask her. She'll be your wife.
Man, just to be honest with me, do you people get dumber the further away your island is from us?
How is this, please?
This is Rex Cobra, and I've been actually calling around the islands, and it seems the further away I get from the U.S. mainland, the less coherently you people think.
Make an order?
Yeah, make the order, please. Are you ready?
Yes, what?
One large penis.
What specials do you have?
We have a sandwich, pasta.
Sandwich pasta, okay. Yeah, give me a sandwich pasta.
Honey, that sounds great. I love pasta sandwiches.
I love pasta sandwiches, too.
Pasta.
So do you make a mac?
Or sandwich?
Do you make a fusilli sandwich, or like a or like a spaghetti sandwich, or is it just no?
No, spaghetti with a garlic bread. Like that.
That sounds like a good sandwich right there.
Oh, so you take two pieces of garlic bread and then you pile some pasta in the middle and you make a pasta sandwich.
No.
Oh, you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're behind the times.
You gotta get some more pizzazz in that menu, baby.
Yeah, because this other place down the street from you, they make pasta sandwiches and they're so good.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
You take two fat pieces of... Hang on, let me get Jack.
You take two big fat pieces of garlic Texas toast and then you put some Chef Boyardee spaghetti. Spaghetti and meatballs on it.
Because we have a customer.
Well, I was trying to make an order, so can you put me down for one of those pasta sandwiches?
What kind of costumes does he make? Your costumer. Does he make like ball gowns and stuff like that, or mostly like Venetian stuff?
He works all year on the Halloween costumes.
Good. It's good business.
Yeah.
It's not as good as the pasta sandwiches, though.
No, the pasta sandwiches are killer. A lasagna sandwich.
You know what? That sounds so freaking good to me.
Dude, I'm thinking right now making a pasta sandwich, to be honest with you. So I got some Chef Boyardee over there in a can, and I got some garlic Texas toast, and I swear to God, I'm going to do that with a piece of American cheese right now. Oh, God.
I think we just invented something.
I think we just invented the pasta sandwich here at Madhouse First. We just invented the Madhouse.
It'll be the official sandwich of the bathtub.
Okay, the pasta sandwich. Or you know what? A lasagna sandwich would be good.
That would be good.
Lasagna sandwich.
A little bacon grease on that.
Little
man.
Bacon grease. Yes, that's
official
right.
Food of the fat boy.
A little bacon grease on there. And a 44-ounce cup full of mayonnaise and ice. You're good to go. good times in the Masterson household tonight, everybody. Roto and Saipan are both part of the Mariana Island chain. Thank you very much, Lonesome Loser. You get a gold star. All right.
You said you weren't doing gold stars too.
And then,
No, I'm doing gold stars. Tuck has two. Milkman
Kinian
has one.
Another island.
And Lonesome Loser has one. Bimini? Or Bimini?
Kinian is right next to Saipan, and it's where the atomic bomb attacks on Japan were launched.
Those morons are so dumb, they signed over the American government to let them do an atomic test. That's even worse than. That's probably the dumbest of the dumbest.
That's where they launched the bombing of Hiroshima.
The launching of the bombing of Hiroshima. Wow, I would love to touch base with those people. So I hope that Lonesome Loser hears that. Maybe if not for tonight, maybe the next show. Man, I'm running still. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and we're still running strong. We have 24 plus 4 is 28, and let's check out the syndicate totals here. It's been a wacky night tonight, and we got another 18. So that's, I don't know, 102 listeners. All right, awesome.
It's just multiplied by 2.
Yeah.
98.6, the mouth. You're in the madhouse, baby.
98.6, the mouth.
All right, so what were we talking about now? We just played a promo for the mouth.
Oh.
That's the one. Okay, so what to do next? We got the chicken house.
Oh, you know what? I didn't tell you what I was going to tell you before.
Oh, tell me.
I found a site called Incompetech.com.
Okay.
But supposedly a guy has a decent collection of, like, royalty-free music that
okay.
he's composed himself. Everything from, like, music loops to jazz to, like, everything is royalty-free. So it's a good source of stuff that you can play without any worry about.
Stepping on somebody. And yeah. Comp, I-N-C-O-M-P...
Incompetech.
I-T-E-C-H.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, folks.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
R-I-A-A-S-U-X. That's the site.
R-I-A-A-S-U-X.com is what Milkman says.
What did you say?
R-I-A-A-Sucks.com. I tried my spelling of Incompetech, and I couldn't get it, but maybe you'll get it to me later, bro.
Yeah, it's not a very good domain name, but there's a lot of... you know, okay music to play in the background. It's not like you're going to be jamming to it in your car. It's just good background music.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we haven't played much background music tonight. It sounds like, you know, to me tonight, for some reason, it feels like, you know, those Saturday night shows we do every once in a blue moon.
Oh, the completely disorganized ones?
Yeah, that's what this night has been. But those are always actually a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We just need Turd Burglar, man. That poor kid. I hope he's all right, man. He was in Iraq last I knew.
Oh, Burgle Turdler.
Burgle Turdler. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, anyway.
Well, he's got a new baby.
He's got a new tyke. He's got a little baby turd. He's got one of those little pebble shits. All right.
Lovely.
Do you want to call the Chicken House restaurant?
Oh, okay, I see that.
If you can take that one, because I got to get up and stretch my legs real quick, but I'm going to be on the cordless phone, so we're okay. All right, everybody, listen to Madhouse Radio. We're running strong, working hard. Working hard. My anniversary is tomorrow night. Well, my anniversary is tomorrow. Today. Tonight. It's 1 o'clock a.m.
You're like a wedding anniversary or show anniversary?
No, my relationship anniversary, whatever. We're still engaged. We're not married yet. But
oh, yeah, that's right.
We still got to celebrate that.
Oh, remembered. Oh, are you taking me out to dinner?
Ted, did you dial that yet?
Yeah, it's going.
Okay, good. There we go. You. Well, you guys on TeamSpeak, be quiet. I'll be talking while I'm away from the computer.
Hello? Hi, is this the Chicken House?
Hey, Chloe.
Hi, are you open now? You sound very quiet.
Open 5 o'clock now.
So you're open?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to make an order.
Yes.
I want one order of vegetarian chicken. Okay, I have a bit of a language barrier here. Do you speak English?
What the fuck?
Okay.
She doesn't want to hear anything about the language barrier. God damn. Rude. Yeah, no kidding. Just gotta grow a thicker skin. Grow thicker skin, Saipan.
I think the whole vegetarian thing started it.
Or at least curse at us.
We're harming their delicate constitution.
Yeah, curse us out before that.
Chalan Lao.
Chalan Lao. Lao. This is Chalan Lao Lao. Challen Lao Lao.
Pronounce it like as Wisconsin as possible.
Challen Lao Lao.
Thank you for calling my son. I'm in sick now, please.
Hi, is this Challen Lao Lao?
I'm sorry?
Is this Challen Lao Lao?
This is Masano. Go ahead.
Okay, well, is it...
What the fuck? Oh, my. How is it possible that she heard me with all the noise and as far away as she is? She heard me go... She heard me do my little laugh when people in the States never hear that. It wasn't even loud. The second she heard that, she clicked. Those people are weird.
Something special about those
Saipanese people, man. They don't play. They don't like that at all.
They have an extra sensory perception.
Whatever. God damn. Take it easy, folks. Jeez. What else? Are we out of numbers now? Let me see. Let's see what Lonesome has sent. Oh, yeah, he sent in all those Paris numbers, but they speak French, you know? You know what I mean?
I speak some French, too. I can make fun of them.
Yeah, but, you know, it just sounds weird. Ooh, the Naked Fish restaurant. Did you get that one? No.
Naked Fish?
We got the Naked Fish restaurant.
How many fish do you know that we're closed?
Well, hell. And the Ocean Palace Shark's Fin Seafood Restaurant. Whatever. Oh, those people kill sharks for their fins. Those sick people.
I hate those fucking people.
Yeah. You take that one. Can you call the Naked
Fish
restaurant
for me first?
You're
offended by the name.
Okay. Naked All right. Fish.
Naked Fish.
Demand that they clothe their fish.
Why was Mouse acting up?
Hey, Cocaine's been sending in numbers, too, I just noticed. They sent the Vulcan Hotel. Where's that? Let's see here.
From Vulcan.
Vulcan AB. Where's AB?
Next to C.
Oh, yeah.
Alberta. That's Alberta. That's Canada, Alberta.
Alberta, Canada, thank you. Ted gets another gold star. Ted tied with Tuck with 2 gold stars for the night. Milkman falling behind at 1. And Lonesome Loser tied as well for last.
I said Alberta, Canada, clown.
What about me? I'm the one that brought up the whole Saipan thing.
Hello?
Gundu.
Oh, this is the Naked Fish restaurant, sir. Hello?
Yeah.
Sir, is this Naked Fish? Sir? Ryan, terminate the call, please.
What was that from?
That's from the Jerky Ryan Boys.
Ryan,
terminate the call, please. Which one is that? That's with the driving, right? Didn't he say he got backed over? My fucking legs here.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan, terminate.
Like fucking... Oh, God, it's a fucking old
I've got a stink coming off my leg.
It's off a fucking stink coming up here. I think it's the fucking marrow.
Something in the marrow.
Yeah, I got it here ready to play. I'll play when we get a chance. Ted, you won't be... I can play it now, Ted, but you have to go to the computer to hear it.
Actually, I can just unmute myself and...
Okay, let's do that, and I'm going to put the phone on mute.
And we're going to play that real quick. Cool?
Cool.
Cool. All right.
Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, he backed over my goddamn legs. Now I'm standing here with shattered fucking legs. That's all I need. I just came to in the fucking hospital here. All I remember seeing is that little friggin' cute sign you have there about the bad driving.
Okay.
Hello.
Can I get your name and number?
Ah, Christ. It's always this way with you people. Where the hell you get these drivers from? What do you pull them off the street? What is this?
Sir?
Pull them out of the subways? For Christ's sake, this guy backed up over my legs 3 or 4 times there. They look like fucking chop meat now.
Sir, I want to help you.
Oh, Christ. Oh.
Can I help you? I need to get some information from
you. Go ahead. Shoot. Shoot me some info. Go ahead.
I need your name and number.
I got to give you my name and number when I got some guy that, you know, smashed me into little pieces as a human being.
Okay. Well, can you at least give me...
If you saw my legs right now, buddy, you'd probably vomit. The damn things are sick looking. It's horrible. The fucking dog will be nipping at me in a little while with these fucking legs the way they are. Okay. For Christ's sakes.
Do you have the vehicle number at all?
Ah, Christ, the vehicle number. I only was with like a big delivery truck or some swill or some shit was dripping out of the back of that fucking thing. I don't know.
Do you have the company name of the vehicle?
How the hell am I going to see the company name when I'm busy rolling around underneath the fucking truck?
Sir, I'm just trying to help.
Jesus Christ, you're asking me for company names and I'm laying under the fucking truck. I can give you serial numbers. That's about the best I can do for you. For Christ's sakes, the goddamn gearbox crushing me in the ground. You're asking me for the fucking the name of the business? What do I look like, a tomcat or something? A nightcrawler? Jesus Christ. Go ahead, shoot.
Okay, If I'm gonna help you.
Oh, this is funny. Are you laughing now, for Christ's sake?
No, I just need to get the vehicle.
Oh, jeez. The more I think about it, the more angry I get now. I'm laying up in a fucking hospital bed. I won't be able to get myself near a fucking bottle of hooch. And you're fucking telling me that it's a fucking joke? It's funny?
No, I'm not laughing at all, sir. I want to get some information.
Oh, Christ.
So I can help you.
Oh, man. Oh, man. There's this bad fucking awful stink coming off my legs here. It must have been something in the fucking marrow or something, for all I know.
Okay, and what day did this happen?
Oh, man, it happened today. I just came to in the fucking hospital now. I'm just... Oh, Jesus. You know, my friend tells me you can call the numbers on these fucking delivery boys there.
Okay. What time did this happen?
Time. How the fuck am I going to remember? You say time now. What are you, a wise guy with the time?
Okay.
I'm supposed to remember time when I'm fucking out like a light. Time.
Sir, I'm going to disconnect.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Ah, for Christ's sake.
All right, Ted, be sure you take your... Get back on mute over there so we can get back on the phone.
Ted.
Terminate the call, please.
All right, Ryan, terminate the call, please. That's what we're...
If you please.
The fucking marrow. That was fun. Okay. All right, so the naked fish didn't work. Well, we can go ahead and... You can go ahead and take a stab at the Ocean Palace Shark Fin, whatever. The restaurant.
My name is Harvey Manfred-Jones.
Yeah. Baz, you're not muted, man. No one, you're not muted.
Smoke weed every day.
All right, man.
Yeah, there you are. I hear Baz.
Okay, what am I calling?
Hey, I'm here.
Did you get the Shark Fin restaurant? See the long time? Yeah, that one. Some losers sending in more numbers in Singapore. Whoa.
Hi, is this Ocean Palace?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like to make a reservation.
For when?
For tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Lunch or dinner?
Dinner.
Dinner, okay. What time?
7 o'clock.
January 12th, 7 p.m.
Yes.
How many people?
42.
How many?
42 people.
42?
Yes, a large party, birthday party.
Oh, for the party, right?
Yeah.
42 bucks for the buffet.
Yeah, we want a shark fin.
You want the shark fin?
Yeah, everybody get one shark fin.
Everybody will get one shark fin.
Right. Can you cook a shark fin?
Yeah, sure. We can, but you should be Actually, for this one, you should be coming here for what's that? For the deposit first.
For the what?
Deposit.
Oh, deposit.
Yeah.
Why? How much is a one shot fee?
Depends.
Give me ballpark.
Because we have a different kind of the shark fin. I don't know which one you want.
I want the biggest one.
You know, in the menu have a lot different kind of the shark fin. I don't know which one.
You kill a lot of shark, lot of different kind of shark.
Yeah, we can cook in different kind, you know.
Mm.
So I'm not sure which one you like and which one you want.
The shark fin I want is to make sure that the shark suffer much as possible, cut off both fin, and then not be able to swim, fall to bottom of ocean and get eaten by little other, you know, ravenous creature. I want that shark.
Oh, I'm not really can understand this one. If you have time, can you come over in the restaurant?
Can I go with you to kill the shark?
Yeah. You okay? If you have time, can you come in the restaurant talk to me? Because now in the phone, I'm not really understand which one
yeah.
you want.
Yeah, me either. I want to read the earth of the shark, just like you.
Okay.
So I see you tomorrow.
What time you coming?
3 o'clock.
3 p.m.
Yes.
Okay, so tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m., right?
Mm-hmm. And then,
okay.
And then we plan how we're going to get the shark.
Make sure
there's none left.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm, see you tomorrow.
Bye, evil woman.
Can I have your phone number?
Oh, okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
7402.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you'll probably be reborn as a slug in the next life for wreaking havoc on helpless animals, but yeah, so I'll come over tomorrow and we'll talk about the shark theme.
May I have your name, sir?
My name is Song Song.
Song Song.
Smith.
Smith.
Yeah.
So can I just one more time the phone number?
670 532.
532.
7402. It's just so fun
okay.
to think of a live cylinder unable to swim, and you know it's just a great thing that you do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So better we're talking tomorrow. Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
This is so dumb.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, you evil bitch. Okay.
Okay.
Well, they're weird because then she jumps in. Can I have your phone? I was like, whoa. I thought she had, you know, figured it out. Because she came back real quickly like, can I have your phone number? I was like, whoa. Like, have you noticed these Saipanese people, when they pick up, they say hello. And then they say hello again, like, immediately if you don't immediately answer them. Like, it's hello, hello, like that. Like, yeah. Just like that, very fast. We got numbers, and where was it again? Singapore.
Hmm.
Is that ooh, the Gayatree restaurant? Wow.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.